Thank you for downloading the podcast, The Blessing Gone Audio. My name is Nicole R. Brookins, a poet and author of the book Pieces of Me, and I'm happy to sponsor this episode of the podcast. Please contact me on Facebook, Clubhouse, or on my YouTube page at Nicole R. Brookins or Instagram at ClemsonPoodle97. Get your own copy. Now, to our hosts, Reef, Yuck, and the Fat Man, get your cup, they're pouring sense.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Glad you came. Happy you could stop by. We vibing. We chilling. And oh yeah, we blessing. It's the Blessing Gone Audio, the Blessing Podcast. Shit. Oh yeah. My fingers. How you be? We be great. We be awesome. We be spectacular. We be Reef, Yuck, and the Fat Man.
Ladies and gentlemen, settle in, buckle up, do whatever you need to do to restrain yourself because you are now listening to the Blessing Gone Audio, the world's biggest podcast broadcasting live from around the world in our Blessing Studios in beautiful Atlanta. This is the podcast where we talk about nothing and yet everything.
It's beautiful today, too.
It is. It is. But think as me, dummies get educated and senses poured. We can do this because we're geniuses in all subjects and matters. So the only thing we can do right now, must do right now, going to do right now, is pour this sense.
What makes us the world's biggest podcast?
Me saying so.
Pretty much.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
That tracks. Much. That pretty tracks.
Much. That's it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whatever you can imagine in your mind. We saw a lot of great Christmas stories where, you know, magic was in place. So, yeah, shout out to Solange Kid.
Is our podcast a Christmas miracle?
Hope you've learned a lot of spells by now. I just think he
has. Our podcast is a Christmas miracle?
Hey, you never
I don't
know.
But yet, calling that kid magical got to be the top five moments in this podcast history.
That's the reason why. That's how we became worldwide, really. That's
how we became the biggest podcast.
Yes, that's it. Yeah, because I'm telling you, India loved that one. So, yeah. You know what?
And if y'all could have seen it.
Shout out to all my Punjabi niggas.
Wow.
I don't know if we're allowed to say that.
I don't know either.
It's a region of India.
Hmm.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. So,
I'm genius in all subjects and matters.
There you go. And before we offend everyone, let us introduce ourselves. Yep, it's me. YUK. Yuck. Real name is Yuck, but oh. I ain't gonna do it. When I'm on these streets, when I'm on your block, I am calling 111 Haunted Lum. Count on me. Put your ones up. That's what we're talking about. Shout out to Reef Fat Man. Oh, whoa.
He threw it up for a second.
Half ass, boy, I tell you. And I'm with my brother from Screen Doors, the front stoops. The blow remote control holder. The brother who has slapped the charge on the game, but his hustle remains priceless. Fellas, speak your peace. Ladies, send a queef to my man, Reef.
New year, same me. Fuck y'all. I like me.
You all right. I deal with it. I'm with my brother in arms, the angry guardian, motivated by justified decapitations, as well as watching evil people fail. He is the blessings on the grit whisperer, the Fat Man.
Happy New Year, guys.
Yeah, Happy New Year. That's what I wanted to get. How was your holiday?
Yeah.
It was great, man. You want to hear a real Christmas miracle?
Yeah.
So Christmas is on Sunday.
Okay.
So I went home for Christmas. My mother was like, come to church with me. She pulls this. I give it once every 2 or 3 years. I'm like, okay, I'll go to church.
You went to church?
So yeah, Saturday night, hanging out with the homies. The old fashions got the best of me.
Walking through Park Hill drunk as the fuck.
Walking through Park Hill drunk as the fuck. May or may not have fell in some bushes, allegedly.
Wow.
Got home about 3:30. Mama woke me up for church 7:30.
And you was ready.
No hangover. It was a Christmas miracle.
You know what?
Not a headache, nothing.
Won't he do it?
Won't he do it?
That's what I'm saying.
I was in church just smiling, hugging people. Hey, how you been? You look just like your daddy. All of that.
Yeah.
No hangover.
Just smelling like old fashioned still though.
Yeah, you gotta read.
Maybe not.
You might have had a little something.
Might be.
Your neck. You know, it's just all right.
Maybe like 4 hours. So yeah.
Yeah. Well, guess what? Your mama ain't care because she was glad you was with her.
Yeah, she was happy.
Okay.
And also, now, she would have told you if you did, now that I think about it.
She was.
Also, did you put something in the collection plate?
They didn't take up a collection.
What?
It's a New Age church. First of all,
what? No.
First of all, cuz, we don't get in there.
No.
Bruh, we was in and out of there in an hour.
Okay.
I never in life.
This is our church growing up.
We used to be 3-4 hours.
Yeah.
Yes.
Some of them got a plan now.
And the preacher.
Like, going to my daddy's church, he got a plan now. So yeah. Look, we're not going to be, he's a kind of younger, but not all the way, but he has I wanted to hit him with the jizzle because he was like half short, twice strong. And I was like, I know you, that's Wu-Tang. You ain't, yeah, I know all these old people don't know, but I know that was Wu-Tang.
He said that?
First time I went, he was like, yeah, I don't have to be here all day. We're going to get this, make the points. Boom. And he said, half short, twice strong. I said,
yeah, that's jizzle.
Make you throwing in W's up in here. Them people don't know, but I know.
You should have yelled out in the church. Yeah. Break it brief, son.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just, so, yeah, all of that. Yeah. So, I ain't mad at it. So.
No collection. So, did a couple songs.
Hmm.
Preacher got out there and talked about 10 minutes about the word unto. I got thoughts on my parents, preacher. He didn't be talking about nothing.
But he was 10 minutes,
he was out of there.
But they do have collections. Like PayPal and stuff like that. That's how they do the collection.
I was about to say, check your account. Cause you might have went in and, you know, they got them things that they can kind of rub across yourself and scan all your
skimmers.
Shit. Yeah. You might be hit. I don't know about the church that's not taking nothing. Nothing?
We do not go to Creflo Dollars Church.
All right. You don't know. They get in the country, they getting skilled too. They got YouTube as well. They ready for you.
And also our father's in charge of the money, so.
He definitely got you.
We know to do that.
He's been trying to get some change off you for a while, so it's all right. I ain't mad at him. I will say, back at my dad's church, I went home, and this is probably maybe the second or third year they've done this, but the night before Christmas Eve,
mm-hmm.
they do Christmas Eve this year or a couple of days before? Well, either way, they do a real-life manger thing. They have something. You know how cold it was. It's Christmas. It's very cold. My daddy was like, man, you ain't going to come out here with me. And I'm like, okay, I'll go. We said, we're just going to be real quick. They have it set up outside, and they got different little segments set up where you're reading. They got the scriptures up, and somebody may give you a little background real quick, and then you go to the next part. And they have real animals out here. Sheep, goats, and you ready for this?
A donkey?
Yes. But you ready for this? A camel.
A camel?
A camel.
A they live, have real
where
camel?
Did the sheep in the camel?
They got them kind of spread out and got their own little fences.
Where did they get them?
They got them at a place. My dad was telling me someplace in South Carolina somewhere, and they have them come on in, sheep, everything. And I walked up, and the time I got out of the truck, y'all sure shit got these. Yeah. So it was really cold, so we walked around. They got the people set up. Folks, little younger people sitting up like Joseph and Mary.
I didn't have
a real baby, of course, because it was really cold. But they have in the past. I wish
Dr. D was here.
Yeah.
So she could tell the story about her and her father running up on a camel farm in Kentucky. Like, her father was basically like, I know where they raise some camels at. Come on, you can just walk on their property. It's fine.
No.
And then the white ladies that own the property just came outside and stared at them all quickly like, what are y'all doing?
Well, I wouldn't
like,
go.
They be fine. They good.
Look, they can tell me anything, but maybe I'm not going near the camel because of the spit.
Yeah,
I'm not doing that. No. And people are like, man, that's a myth. No, I've seen the tip. I've seen all the clips, every YouTube.
Yeah.
Between that and,
that's the one thing I know about camels is they
spit. Alpacas, they'll spit on you big time too. So yeah, no. Yeah.
And you got to block that shit.
You don't wipe.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm, y'all back on it. New year. Recap. All right, basically, we're going to talk about this 2022 thing, but last episode, came back, had a remote show, talked a couple questions, everybody had a topic, we addressed it, cool little show, short, I'm not mad at it, you know, got the clock on this one, but since we, don't want to go into a whole show, but I guess, do we supposed to talk about the Buffalo and Cincinnati situation, the game, and the young man was Doran. What's his name? Y'all got it? Doran Ham? Him?
DeMar Hamlin.
Number three.
Yes, number three. That's the only thing I know.
I had it on deck.
Well, good job.
Nobody can ever remember his name for some reason.
Who is nobody?
You've won. Oh, okay. I remember his name just now.
Oh.
No, no, the three of us, we had a meeting, and for half hour, none of us can remember his name.
I wasn't trying to. I keep saying I wasn't trying to. I was cool with old boy.
That's disrespectful.
I was cool with old boy. We knew who we were talking about. We were trying to get
I'm glad he's still alive. You're talking about him like this.
All right. Salute. We know. So, what y'all got to say about it now? That was a serious situation.
It was, no, never seen anything like it. I was watching the game at the time when it happened.
Yeah.
And I was just like, to see them crying, see grown men crying and just praying, everybody just walking around praying like that. I'm like, oh God, same thing everybody was thinking, like, is he dead? Is he dead? Because you couldn't see what they were doing to
right.
him and all of that.
You saw the panic though.
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw the panic in their eyes.
I was not watching the game. And I did not watch any of the replays. Because I don't like to see that kind of stuff happen to people. But now that he's okay, I may go back and watch it.
There's nothing.
But I still have
it. It wasn't a bad hit or nothing like that.
It just looked like a normal tackle.
Matter of fact, he got up and went like kind of word.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden just fell back.
Damn.
It was the wildest thing in that. And I hate that they tried to make it into something like it was a bad hit or something by T. Higgins. And that Bart Scott lost his mind and came back and like, okay, I did lose my mind on that shit. Because he tried to blame T. Higgins. The family, the rest of the team, everybody was like, dude, what? They told you to say that, didn't they?
That's the thing I hate about when things like this happen or tragedy in general. People always run to look for somebody to blame.
They look for something.
It's always got to be somebody's fault. Some things just happen.
And you know what I was yelling while it was going on? Because I had called my pops. I said, hey, man, you watching this? And he was like, yes, this is crazy. I've never seen anything. We're talking about it. And I'm yelling, they need to go to something else.
Yes.
Because no one knew what to say.
They went to
Joe Buck. Shout out to Joe Buck because the brother was very soothing.
Yeah.
Very calm during the situation. And just like, hey. But he let it be known, I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
So we're going to send it to the studio.
To Susie Colbert.
And the studio had no clue. Why would you send it to, what's it, Booger McFarlane? He has nothing to say even when there's something to say. And he was just like, and that might have been the best thing because he was just like, oh. I was like, yes, exactly, Booger. Nothing to say. Just cut it off.
Susie Colbert, who was the moderator of it was Susie Colbert and what's his face? The guy who breaks all the stuff.
Yeah, he was probably the Adam Schefter.
Adam Schefter. Yeah, Schefter. Yeah.
Schefter.
So they always sound like, but Susie Colbert's voice was audibly breaking and you could tell she was trying very hard not to cry.
Do. Yeah.
They didn't know what to say. We all in our group kept saying the same thing. They need to go and show something else.
Yes.
This serves no purpose.
Nothing.
Besides watching grown Adam people Scheffler, trying not to cry.
Adam Scheffler stood up. He stood up and said, look, we don't know what to say. Somebody turn it to something. He basically, I don't know what to say.
And I stopped watching because I don't know whether I don't know what they eventually cut to or what they eventually showed.
They did. They talked, tried to figure it out and kept showing, wanted to show the.
For the next 2 hours?
They went straight over there. They sent it to Scott Van Pelt. You know Scott Van Pelt.
Oh, yeah. Him.
Yeah, eventually after they showed the ambulance go out and stuff like that, they went to Scott Van Pelt. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Glad the young man is doing great.
Yes.
He's done the FaceTime with the team. Thought it was funny that he asked who won the game.
Cap.
Everything.
Yeah. Cap, can I speak on that?
Yeah.
That shit ain't really happened.
What?
He did not say who won the game.
You don't think so? Did we win?
No.
Hmm.
I don't think so.
Hmm.
Oh, I thought you knew for a fact.
No, I don't. I think that's publicity.
Okay.
I don't think he actually said that. For instance, they said he was FaceTime with the team and he said, love you guys, or whatever.
Right.
He said it was barely audible.
Right.
But now the first thing he said when he woke up was, who won?
He wrote. They had him write.
Yeah, he wrote it.
Yeah.
He couldn't talk. Because they had a breathing tube down.
Do y'all believe that?
I'm just going with it. I'm just reporting. Okay. Listen.
I'm just saying.
Reporting the news,
look,
sir.
Calling Cap.
For the Disney movie that they're going to make about
it. Right. Outside of the publicity lies, though, very heartwarming story. Glad to see he's okay.
And the best part, if they want to put a little sparkles on the story now that he's okay, by all means, because the biggest sparkle is that young man had been involved in community a bunch. He was doing a toy drive when the whole thing, when he was only raising $2,500. Mm-hmm. Ain't it at like $9 million now?
Over $8 million.
That is great.
It was $2 million last I knew, but
That is great. That's a good thing.
Jim Irsay gave $25,000.
You feel good about humanity at some point.
Jim Irsay gave $25,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gronk gave $7,000.
Yeah. You feel good about humanity when you see stuff like that. And then
Tom Brady gave $10,000.
And then recap. As everybody, you see the sensible people. Oh, we worried and concerned. Then we see the Speaker of the House situation coming up.
Oh, I thought you were about to talk about Skip Bayless.
Nope, I don't want to talk about Skip Bayless.
We talking about Hakeem Jeffries?
Well, not him.
Okay.
His, Hakeem came through. He was straight. He didn't even do a biggie line.
He's a minority.
He kind of did a, like that, kind of swayed his head. Like he was humming Biggie. So.
I'm about to say, they didn't grab the mic and say, who shot you? Do, walk on.
He don't need to do that. Not amongst them. So they took
all the Drew.
Listen, they took the metal detectors out of there. He does not need to say that. No, he does not. So.
He said it on 1-6 in front of Ashley Babbitt mama. Sorry.
That's what needs to happen. So. Why is that happening, y'all? Why is that happening? I'm fine with laughing at Ashley Babbitt because the silly bitch of all time. So. Why is this happening though? This whole grandstand and
I have no fucking because the Republicans hate each other.
It's falling apart.
Yeah. Well, what it is, they wanna. You got these overly crunk, overly racist versus the Marvin normal Taylor racist. Means. So
right, they the wanna racist versus the extreme racist.
Yes, and the extreme racist trying to get some. They also want to make it appear that Donald Trump has something to do with it. It's already a picture of when McCarthy is getting the vote. After midnight last night, there's a picture of the crazy Marjorie Taylor Greene has the phone and she's passing the phone over and you can see it says DT. Like he's on speaker or she's trying to, like, so he's going to claim credit for all of this.
Why are they so in love with that?
They don't, I just don't get it. Yeah.
Is McCarthy one of Trump's followers?
Yes.
Trump's second
fan? Yes.
Oh, he is?
Yes. Yes.
He's the one that won.
He kind of derailed. Oh, that was a long one. Wow. Y'all been talking a whole bunch already. We're going to keep going. So the clock was ready. You know, I told you we ready. So, yeah, that's basically it. He's one of the people, but they kind of be at odds because, you know, Trump is bipolar and whatever.
That was the Trump alarm.
Yeah.
We had reached our maximum amount of Donald Trump.
I'm fine with that, too. So they had the whole little bullshit, and here we are.
2023, we're going to reduce our Donald Trump mentions.
Oh, we did reduce it. We did.
Even more. Yeah. Okay. Action prices even more.
I'm down. I'm down. Take it off the sticker.
But yeah, this is unprecedented. It was 13 votes?
15.
15.
I think. Yeah, 15. Yeah. Last night was the 15. He won on the 15.
And I don't know all the details of this because I pulled a Reef and only read the headlines.
But he promised them some bullshit, though.
Yeah, all I said, he keep weakening himself and embarrassing himself was all what all the headlines I saw.
They pulled up.
Weakening his base and embarrassing himself.
Reef, here's one for you, though. So they had Hakeem Jeffries up there. All of a sudden, they elected this brother, black dude out of Florida, to go up against him. Dude was sitting up in his, I'm just a puppet, too. Just
have Jay-Z lyrics?
No.
Or Tupac lyrics?
No, this Joker would be quoting, like, what's that crazy boy, the Republican boy. Nah.
Oh.
Tachi 69?
That's fine. I'm good with that. I can't think of his name. Kid Rock. There we go. He would be quoting. Tekashi. Yeah, he's a Kid Rock man. Yeah. This is a black Republican. Only thing I can give him credit for is he had a shape up. Y'all know they don't do that.
Republicans don't like to get shape up. They don't do that. You're right about that. Republicans don't get
head. They all think they're a Star Wars movie.
Ain't no barbers in the galaxy. Not near Barbara.
It should be, though. You should not be getting no damn cut. When you trying to fight rebels and you trying to fight the empire. I ain't nobody got time for you getting edged up. What the hell? If it was too much, if somebody show up edged up, I'm like, nope, this ain't gonna work. Nah.
You know how much hyperspace would fuck up a lot of?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I saw on,
corners all out of whack.
Yeah.
I did see somebody get a shave. Dude shaved on Andor, but other than that.
Did you see the two black dudes on Andor?
Yeah, saw two black dudes. Not a
line in sight.
Yeah. Shit is bushy. That's it. Shout out to Letting It Go. There you go. All right. So, yeah. Let's do this. Holla House, DHABLESSIN. We pretty much everywhere now, man. You can just find us. You see, we the biggest out here worldwide and all this. So, yeah. Go ahead and join the cult that we have established.
What?
Also on social media. What?
Huh?
Shout out to Judy Moon. I finally heard from her. She said she trying to get back on this thing. All right. So, Reed. What we got? What we got on the show?
I don't know.
Okay.
All right. This is the most anticipated episode of the year.
That's what we do.
This is the big blowout, the Blessing Music Year in Review episode.
There we go.
So the much awaited Blessing top 5 albums coming up. The internet is in a frenzy right now.
Right now.
Oh. Go look at your phone right now. Frenzy. Frenzy.
Early. Yeah, all that.
And actually, we are early. We usually do this a week later. A
couple weeks later, yes.
Demand demanded us.
The people want it.
Yeah.
They was coming at us, man.
They waiting to hear our thoughts.
Look, man, when they blow up my emails and all this type of stuff, and I see the smoke signals in there, I know it's time. Yeah.
Every time I go on MySpace, that's all they ask me about.
And stick around. You might get lucky, and we might do a couple of renditions of the hits. You know how much they love to hear us harmonize.
We've been practicing again.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Let's cause problems.
Unspoken, just choking on hoping till it exploded. Cause I was reading every verse in the Bible. Turn cheek on rivals. Now I am a riot. Disciple of the fire, woman of iron. And this here point blank shots and blood clots on land flats. And watch bridges burn. I am the pathway to no return. My name is Karma, but you can call me that bitch. Energy coming back around like who you fucking with. I'm just Karma, but you can call me that bitch. Like I was gonna let you get away with that.
This is Karma, and you can call me that bitch. Yo, that's my girl, Saba the Goddess. I've been talking about all last year. Still talking about her. The freestyle she's dropped. Instagram been killing it. I can't wait every other week or every week she's dropping. Those are my favorite quotables all pretty much of the year. Every last one of them is just, I'm a fan of her. I'm a fan all the way around. Saba the Goddess, please go pick up that album. Mac 10, My Afro Can Take Your Nigga. It's still the funniest thing to me.
That's amazing.
Yeah. But that's the song, Karma. That's Karma. Amazing. Yeah. So yeah, man, this is what we do, the 2022 music review. And pretty much the year in review. We'll throw in a couple of those little notes from what we talked about over this year. But how we go in it, y'all been listening to us for a minute now, and how we love to recap and give them some rankings and some thoughts on some of the great music and not so great, or how we want to do. But hey, we just dive in it. We just dive in and get to talking. We did some kind of some pre-rankings to kind of trim it up, because sometimes we just be in it, and I ain't gonna front, we probably gonna be the same way. So before the show, we got together and kind of everybody had to submit their rankings in. So I'm a stand back because my brother Reef know what he's talking about. He got this. Yep.
Yeah. So we did it a little different this year. We basically came up with a consensus top 5 of the year. So you know we fought it out. We laughed. We cried. A couple of blows might have been thrown. Maybe not. Who knows? And we came up with the Blessing top 5.
All right, well, hold up.
Yay.
Who cried? We did, but at the same time, this is going to be new to us as well, other than Reef.
Yeah.
Because we submitted it, he kind of
tallied the votes.
Took the ranking. Yeah. So this is going to be, everybody got their own say, so this is probably going to be, figure out what the hell, why the numbers went the certain way they went. So yeah.
I'm let's go on and get into it.
Yeah. So we're doing top 5. You did
top 5. Starting at number 5.
So you didn't, my 7 that I said, no, you ain't getting no love? Is that what you're
doing? No, it's top 5.
Hmm.
Nobody care about your 6 and 7.
Hmm. I have to go and look and see what I sent you so I can.
That's what I'm doing.
I can fuss. I fuss accordingly. Okay. Yeah. I'm with you. I'm with you.
Coming in at number 5. Hold on.
Damn, this pause.
Technical difficulties.
Damn.
Technical difficulties.
You talking about.
Hold on, run that back. I didn't want to interrupt. I thought it'd be a bit.
No. Run that back. Come in at number 5.
Oh, shit. You should see him smiling. You should see him.
Ben Staples. While I'm giving the top 5, you are not allowed to speak. This is serious business.
Man, let that man go, man. Come on.
Number 5. Ben Staples, Ramona Park, Broke My Heart.
Are you doing another sound effect?
No, that was for you.
All right, so are you going to read them all, or are we just going to talk about it first?
We can talk about it while after I read it. I'm going to read it, and then you give your thoughts.
Oh, you going to read them all?
No. After each one.
So.
Number 5, Ben Staples, Ramona Park, Broke My Heart. Thoughts.
It wasn't in my top 5.
I had it at number 5, so this track's perfect with me.
Okay.
Awesome album. And I referenced this a couple of times because me and we went back and looked at our stats of what we listened to over the year.
Mm.
And yeah, this was what number for me? I can't remember.
All right, so
number for, but yeah,
you brought up something.
We'll go over that.
You brought up something. I wasn't even gonna say nothing about the stats, but I guess that is a point that at some point we need to talk about because these apps now give you a whole review of what you listened to over the past year.
Yep.
So that probably. Even understanding what you like, or did it influence, or maybe not. So, however that goes. But with Vince, I think this album has made me appreciate Vince a little bit more.
Yes.
Because to me, I listen to Vince and just kind of, all right, he funny, love his style, Lauren, love that he showed up on my show, Abbott Elementary. All of that. I'm a fan. He didn't make my top in this, but I think it's more so of me gravitating still building my stuff with Vince.
We gonna get the songs. He killed. We can get the songs after this, but it has probably the song of the year for me on that.
On that album?
Yeah.
Mm.
Moving on to number 4.
Yeah.
J.I.D. The Forever Story.
Woo. Forever. I'm a fan. Also, I'll jump in this time. And Reef, I want you to jump in too on this. This tracks for me because this is my number 4. I had this as number 4. Now I want to say something. Probably when I looked back at my list and really and going through and trying to make sure what I want to rank, I really, across the board, man, the top probably about 4 or 5 albums probably could be switched out various times.
Yes.
Depending on how I'm listening and how I'm feeling. Because I was like, yo, yeah. Because it's some, like how you say, favorite songs. Out of that album is probably one of my favorite songs of the year off the J.I.D. album. It's,
when we talk about songs.
Yeah, we talk about it. Yeah.
But, I will say, it was also number 4 for me on my list.
Okay.
And I will say my list and Yuck's list remarkably similar.
Are you serious?
Yeah, our top 7 is. Are you?
No, man, what it is,
we both got one album that the other one didn't have. Other than that, even the placements. Wow. Very similar.
Wow. So, you know what it is? Know what it is?
Mm-hmm.
You got mine and said, you know what, I ain't think that. I'm going to change.
No, I made mine before I got either one of yours.
No, I'm just fucking with you, man.
That's what I wanted to say, too. There was a very, like, it was a real debate over the top 3. Like,
okay.
Top 3 or 4.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I shifted them around. Yeah. I went back and listened.
Dude,
and I was like,
me too.
That 5 or 6.
Yeah.
One of mine got heavily influenced by looking back at the replay stuff.
That, too.
Mm.
Yeah. That was an influence.
Because my number 1 listen to replay thing was a shocker.
Okay.
Tune in later to see.
Yeah, we'll I wouldn't let that influence. Because.
Why?
Really, because. I'm going to tell you.
I took that into account too.
I took it into account, but I know what happened. Because I listened to the project and then I went and listened to more stuff. So I wasn't just playing this album. I ended up opening it up and wanting to hear a run. So a lot of it, when it came up to say who I was playing the most of, it's because I played they whole shit.
Oh, no,
and
no.
Shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That is true for my most listened to artist.
Yeah. Okay.
Very much so. But not for my most listened to album.
Oh, okay. 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 All right.
Yeah. But yeah, was that what you're saying? Exactly.
And when I went back and looked, I only looked at the artists and shit. So I didn't go in there.
Because my most listened to artist didn't make my top, barely made my top 7.
Well, Billy Ocean probably didn't drop nothing this year. So it happened. Shout out to him.
Number 3.
Shout out to Sound Effects.
Nas, King Disease 3.
Woo! Whoa, really? That was okay. Okay. Word. Okay. What y'all got? All right. What you got, Reed?
We kind of spoke on it already, the album. So it ain't much to say that we didn't already say. Awesome album.
We got new listeners, though.
Awesome album. 3rd best album of the year. Mm. According to The Blessing, and who else's opinion matters?
There you go.
Pretty much. I did not have this on that 3.
I also did not have it at 3.
Yeah.
But I'm not mad at it being 3 could, you know, not to repeat what you just said.
They changed.
Can't be mad at the placement of none of these.
None of these really. Yeah. I could be a little bit, but not really. I had Nas up a little bit, but we talk. Yeah.
And number 2 and number 1 probably won't be much of a surprise to you guys. Or anybody that listens to us.
I hope not. We'll see.
Number 2.
I'm curious of the order because I know what they are.
Number
really?
2.
Hmm.
You want to guess, Fat Man?
Wow. Dog, he had two? Me, he had me on the edge right here. What is
Yeah, so suspense.
Pusha is number two.
Number two, Kendrick Lamar.
Ah, wow. Oh, shit.
Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
I have it at number two.
Oh, shit. I know. I know. I have it at number a little two. Lower. Yeah. Word. Okay. Oh. Okay.
Thoughts?
I wanted to, because we didn't got them two, because you said Pusha.
Well, we know who number one is.
What did you say? Who you said?
Huh?
Who's number two?
I guess Pusha was number two.
So you guess Pusha was number two?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which means.
So Pusha got it. Yeah. Pusha better be number one. Yeah. Pusha better be number one. That's all. That's
but
what
the Kendrick album, is amazing.
All right.
But look, we can talk about it both.
Yeah, that's why I don't know if I want to shoot
it. Is Pusha number one?
I don't know. Wow, it hasn't been announced yet.
All right, so let me say this.
There's no telling.
With Nas, and Kendrick, I'm gonna say I can have this conversation on how my shit was going. So I had Kendrick at three, and I could flip him anytime it depends. But I was trying to when I was coming on who I was going to pick. I was looking on that ride, that what I can put on and I'm good.
Yes.
Just letting it play in the house or where I'm doing and just letting it play. Kendrick has that. All these albums have that. Every last one of them. But then I had to find ways I had to poke holes here and there. And when I started to poke holes, it was a couple songs that I might not need to hear too much or parts of on Kendrick album anymore. Even if I liked them at one point.
Yeah.
And for instance, that, Modern Day RZA, the Domestic Violence.
Yes.
I don't need to hear that shit no more.
That song doesn't have, that song is awesome. The concept is
the
awesome.
The very first line. The
execution is awesome, but you don't need to hear it all the time because it's fucking toxic.
The blessing and the curse of that album is it's so heavy and the material is so dense. That's good. It's great for the art, but it ain't always replayable. So, you know what I'm saying?
That's exactly the point I was about to make.
But you know, the art on that album
is great.
You know, and the art part lets me, I love that usually, but I'm gonna tell you, maybe it was the video that made me say, I don't need to hear this no more.
No, it was before that for me.
Probably. That's what I'm just trying to find.
That video was great.
Yeah. But I'm gonna tell you also.
And the album like that,
because I was talking to somebody about that song, and the dude got real hype. Man, no, that shit is all this. And I said, okay, I'll take it, because they brought it to compare the RZA thing. And I said, look, I could play the RZA joint right now. It's a little bit more, it's entertaining. It's got a little bit more punchlines and stuff like that. When people had, I'm perfect example. People had a problem. People had a problem with Jay-Z. When Jay-Z rapped the Blueprint 2 song, said the way he was straining his voice. Some people say, it sounded like he was, Kendrick and that girl do that for a whole song.
What's her name again? She did so good on that.
She did great. I'm good. Yeah, she did great.
The Auntie Diaries is one of my favorite songs on
that. That shit is awesome.
Audibly?
Awesome.
But it's still jarring to listen to sometimes. Sometimes you just chilling and vibing, and then he drops the F word like seven times in a row.
But
it can be a lot sometimes.
It could be a lot.
Because you slam it out, and then you're like, oh, yeah, this is some serious shit going on in this
song. The song about...
Yeah.
The last song, the Father Figures, I think it is, about his mom thinking he was abused.
Yeah.
Also, great song. I just don't need to hear it over and over again.
Yeah.
And I'm not
you know what it's like? It's like on the Roots album when that girl used to come in and rap that spoken word.
I care more, I think.
You're like, wow, she killed it. I don't know if I need to hear that because she had you holding yourself.
It's a lot.
Okay.
Basically, to summarize, that album is awesome.
It's incredible.
Artistic. It just doesn't have the same replay value as some of the other
ones. And I've ranked Kendrick number one too many times. I'm looking for somebody new. I ranked him a bunch of times too. No, he'll be all right. He'll be all right if he don't have number one this year.
So you do it like the MVP vote.
Not really.
NBA. They done got it enough.
Not really.
LeBron already won it.
I'm just throwing it in there now.
Success fatigue.
Like, whatever. I'm looking for some new wins, some new blood out here. Whatever.
Y'all ready for number one?
Yeah, I'm ready now.
Number one.
It better be.
I'm your pusher.
It better be.
Flo Milli. Are you still here, homie?
Hell yeah. I told y'all got to stop.
I told y'all about Flo Milli.
Told y'all, man.
Greatest album title of the year. Had to give it to her. Are you still here, homie?
All right.
Are you?
Look, and you know why I'm going to say that's the greatest album title? Because it's something I wrote down on here. Drake got everybody doing sassy names.
Yeah, this
is it's a lot of Drake influence. It's a couple of sassy names out there. People have learned to put punctuation in their song titles.
Yeah.
Shout out to light skinned Keisha.
This is all Drake.
Glorilla. Glorilla got one like that.
Come home, the kids miss you.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Call me when you get lost. Yep. That's all Drake.
Yep.
But no, seriously, it's Pusha.
What the hell does that got to do with it?
Shout out to Pusha T. Damn it, you dropped a motherfucking
album. It's almost dry.
It's almost dry.
And that is the Blessings number one.
I agree.
Album of 2000.
Did everybody have that?
By far.
Yeah. Wow.
It wasn't close. Number one.
It
wasn't close.
I'm going to tell you what, like this. I didn't think y'all was going to get at number one.
I had no choice.
I had a feeling. I don't know why. You know how you and Nas, y'all like cousins and shit. I really thought you was going
to. Pusha T my cousin too. He my second cousin.
I thought you was going to go with Nas.
No, I had Nas at three.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. I had Nas at three.
So that's how our list was looking like that. Well, look at you, well, mine was, I had Nas at two.
I had Nas at seven.
Wow. What the hell, Fat Man? You got to explain that shit.
Hating.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So I had two people in my top five.
He had some opera. I knew that nigga had opera.
I had two people in my top five that y'all didn't.
Okay.
Which threw it off. Cause
it's a top five. I had one that didn't. Who was your top five?
Well, he had two.
Who? Well, nah, that was
Young
a seven.
Had one nobody else had. The other one me and him had.
Okay. What was the five?
Yeah, I had one nobody else had.
No, I'm talking about Yuck right now. You had two nobody had.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I knew one of them y'all didn't.
The one that I know cause y'all didn't mention it. Toby was my five.
That was the one nobody else had. And you also had Freddie and I had Freddie too.
Yeah.
At the same place.
At seven?
Mm. At seven.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. I went, now that was another one.
Correct.
Again.
Six. I had that six.
That's another one. I was going, cause I wanted, cheat codes needed some recognition because
seven.
Of the bars.
I had it at seven.
Yeah. That hurt me. I couldn't get it in my,
I had it at seven, bro.
I tried hard. I couldn't get it.
I probably pushed it.
So Yuck had it at six. I had it at seven.
I was, at seven. It was at seven and I switched those.
Yeah.
Cause I was
fought
like,
over them too.
I was, man, yeah.
And one of the reasons, I had Scissor.
Because
way you, that album is so fucking amazing. There's
I still need to listen. Okay.
And it's like that Kendrick album though.
No.
It's so heavy.
It's heavy, man.
It's heavy, but it's, you can listen.
It's not riding music, bro. I told you about that. I was driving back from South Carolina and listening to that SZA and I almost wanted to swerve in the oncoming traffic. I had to turn it off. It's good, but I had to turn it off.
You gotta listen to SZA with no sharp objects around, not operating heavy machinery.
This dude in there just having pillow fights with the wall and listen to him. Come on, man.
Pillow fights with the wall.
Come on, man. Nah, man.
It is really good, though. It's a good album. Great album.
That is stupid. You know, Pusha being number one.
Yeah. Let's talk about Pusha.
The shit just nails from the very
beginning.
That man
didn't have Freddie Gibbs or Black Thought, by the way.
Not oh, good. All right. So who was the other, before we go there, who was the other one you had?
West Side Boogie.
Yo, I got him on my list.
Yeah, that number three.
And you know why I put it so high? You know why I put it so high? Is what we talked about. When I went back and looked at my most played albums, it was number one.
Well, you a fan. You've been
I love Boogie.
You've been a fan of Boogie for a minute. No matter it's about 18 Boogies out there, you found the one you like.
That's why he had to change his name to West Side Boogie.
That's it.
You had to find your Boogie.
Once you find your Boogie, man, you stay with that Boogie.
It's funny because I have a Boogie too.
There you go.
I like Big Boogie. Different from West Side Boogie.
Obviously, I'm probably going to holler at West Side before I go with Big Boogie. But
from Memphis.
It should be from Memphis.
Yeah.
If anybody, that is definitely somebody from Memphis.
But surprised me that that was my number one played album. Because I would have thought it was Pusha. I would have thought it was Pusha before I looked at it.
So you had him up there that damn.
No, Smokers Dry the Coops was my number one song though.
Who?
Smokers Dry the Coops.
Okay, so you.
That was my number one song.
Coops. Yeah.
Smokers Shine the Coops. Dry the Coops.
All right, so you already told your song, but I wasn't going to go there yet. So Pusha just nails it. Pusha has some of my favorite songs from the year.
Yeah.
He has some of my favorite verses. And he got one of my favorite lines that I mentioned that I laughed about when my man said that, your favorite rapper is dressing like Comic-Con. Yeah, it's.
Yeah.
He really nailed the voice, everything with his verses this time around. The flow was immaculate.
And I'm going to touch on that in a second, but.
Yeah.
I got on here when Kendrick came out and called it a possible classic. One of the best double albums in hip hop. And still, that Pusha T is so good, it was no question that it was still
good.
I think that album is damn near flawless.
Yeah.
And the only flaw is Kanye verses.
And even then.
I even like the songs other people don't like.
Yo, and even then, Kanye didn't give you.
I love that song.
You didn't get a lot of Kanye though. It was very brief. He come in enough.
I could do with no Kanye.
Yeah,
it's, you know, you know, it's the content of what he's talking about, because I'm sick of him complaining about his fucking wife. But the
I don't like to hear his voice, period.
I'm really on that. Right? I ain't got to
But
Pusha was so strong. Pusha was so strong in it.
I appreciate his beats on it. And yeah. I feel like Kanye should go back to being a full-time producer.
And just
but for real,
I feel like Kanye should just
for real. We can't give that man enough flowers. The things he did on that album.
Yes.
And what you said about his flow and inflections, Pusha T talked about, Pharrell encouraged him to do that.
I imagine.
He was like, you can't just make a mixtape song every time. You gotta like mix it up some with the flow.
Shout out to Pharrell, boy.
Pharrell is amazing, man.
Hey. You said that, and every time when I listen to the album a lot of times, I think about what Pusha was saying. Like him and Pharrell just going button heads, making the album back and forth. Cause Pharrell was like, you can't be just a trap rapper. And Pusha was like, but I can't.
Yeah.
And well, he can.
Well, see, his he's so creative with it. The delivery and how he presents it too. It's like, that's a person that's sitting down figuring out how he want to do it. And I love that you can hear it. Because, man, the growth that you've seen from Pusha, like, this album right here was like, man, fuck y'all. Y'all, maybe you don't know. Dude delivered throughout, from the very beginning, the very first song you pulled in. That shit is hard. Go ahead, Reed.
Yeah, I feel like this is, I've always been a big, big Pusha T fan. Like, I still think My Name Is My Name was one of the best albums of that year when it came out. And I felt like it was overlooked. But this is like the album I always wanted him to make. And anybody making an album where it's half produced by Pharrell and half produced by Kanye, like, that's the dream.
It's supposed to be. Unless you get that, you know, that dude that's making your album as he goes to your listening party. And then you don't want no problems. Yeah. I wouldn't fool. It's amazing.
Unless your name is Nas.
I think that Pusha threatens him real well. Because it's amazing that's what he can get out of this loopy-loopy ass dude. Mm-hmm. So, because I wouldn't have... Ain't no way if I was an artist and what I'm about to drop, ain't no way I would fool that dude. New.
Well, I mean,
but it always works because
it doesn't always work. We saw
I just
mentioned Nas. That's why
I mean for Pusha.
Pusha threatens him very well.
Yeah,
this man, he probably brings in pounds of all type of drugs and coke and tells his man to run in. We doing run. Kanye can act as crazy as he wants to, but he ain't ready for that life. That man scares him. He says something to him. He does something
Pusha
to let
does
him know.
Have an evil aura.
He lets him know that, look, don't you do nothing crazy. Nah, don't do that.
In related news, Pusha resigned from Good Music, so he's had enough of Kanye.
Apparently. That's what I'm saying.
Kanye let him go. He didn't just resign.
Whatever he got.
It was mutual. Kanye let him out of the
car. Hey, guess what? You believe? Because he's scared. You believe that? It was a reason.
Yeah, I'm out of the way.
This was before Kanye went all the way off the rails.
No, he's been off the rails. He's been off the rails.
This was before he went all the way off the rails.
He's been
before he started talking about Hitler is what I'm saying.
He's
been off the rails before he turned into a Nazi.
How do you know he wasn't before?
Well, reportedly he was.
Publicly.
I don't know.
But I read it's not too long, like a couple of weeks ago, that he resigned.
No, he's been gone from Good Music. This was like this summer, maybe.
Yeah.
Him and Kanye like put up a picture together and shit. And him like signing out a contract or whatever.
Yeah. Mm. And that was, again, that was all.
And you know he was president too.
That's what I meant, resign.
So yeah.
That's what I meant.
Maybe he was still president after that. I don't know.
Yeah. The thing I read was let him resign from being president of Good Music. Not being let out his contract. Cause I was wondering, what about his contract?
He stuck around this damn long?
Yeah. Cause I'm telling you, he had the strong foot on that boy's neck. Like, I don't care how crazy. Look, what's my line? You might be crazy, but you're not stupid. Make sure you had this shit right. That's what he did. He scared that man. I like that. Put fear in that bitch ass dude. That's it. Shout out to Pusha.
And one last thing I want to say on this for the thing is that this is not related to the album, but I encourage everyone, if you've never heard Nostalgia with Pusha T and Kendrick Lamar, one of the greatest songs ever made.
I really like
the video.
Kendrick Lamar's verse on there is incredible. And it gets more incredible every time you listen to it because you catch different things.
Yeah. I hope y'all taking notes. I'm going to say a little different. If you haven't heard any one of these albums.
Yes.
Please put that on your list. That's what you need to do.
And I am breaking this right now because I just thought of it and did not tell Reef.
Breaking news.
So we are going to post our top 7 on our IGs just for everybody to see.
We are.
Albums we put. I just said I'm making
it. I don't remember my password on my IG.
I ain't got one. I just got a blessing joint.
Oh yeah, you post yours on the blessing. Oh. But yeah, I post mine. I ain't scared.
So I think we talked about how hard it was to do these rankings. I think it's because, like, would y'all say it was a good year for music?
It was an incredible year
for music.
It was an abundance of music this year.
You know, it was abundance of music. And I'm just, my only question, what I always say with every time, is it's so much that be popping out all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm just hoping that this is long lasting, this music that we just heard, that it's not just forgotten about. I'm hoping it has a shelf life. Cause that's a problem that I have. A lot of stuff come out, it hits for a little bit and then you don't even think about it no more. So I'm hoping what we heard this year, because we heard some good shit, I'm hoping that we still talking about it a couple years down the road. That's really it.
Yeah, and we heard so much good shit, and we couldn't even make a top five. We made a top seven individually. And I don't know about y'all, but I still had some albums outside of that seven that I wanted to shout
out. I have 20.
I didn't count. My whole notes and everything is just was just albums.
So who want to talk about some of the outliers first?
I'll talk about mine because there's a big one that I wrote.
You probably gonna hit some of mine too.
Big Crit, man. Digital Roses Don't Die.
Yes,
it came out early in the
Shout
year.
Out Crit.
But man, that you talking about something that album, and I don't say this often, is a vibe.
It's definitely a vibe.
You can sit back and listen to it.
You can just let it ride.
Yeah. We just go round robin this.
Me and Reef mentioned this because they end up falling in our six and seven. But Freddie Gibbs, man. I'm a Freddie fan. I like what Freddie does. I like the fact how Freddie rolls with his the shit talking he does outside of his music.
World-class shit talking.
Freddie's that dog, man. I look forward to hearing when Fred is about to get on your track. I'm a fan. So I enjoyed this album. And you know, that title was perfect in my world. I'm like, damn it. Hell yeah. Love how you spelled it and everything. I'm a fan. Yes.
Freddie, a long time Freddie fan. Freddie has reached this level right now with this consistency.
Mm-hmm.
That is something to see. Because his last three albums.
Yes. Yeah.
And like you said, even when he shows up on your song, you know you're going to get something.
If I look on there and it says Freedom Freddie Gibbs, I'm going in. I'm at that point now with Freddie Gibbs. Yeah. What you got, Reeve? What's one?
West Side Gun 10.
All right.
Formerly known as Hitler West Hermes 10. But just 10.
All right.
You can just
go
with 10. You know what I'm talking about.
I have
note. You know, it was a good album. I finally went and listened to it. Westside had something to come early this year. The boys be having a lot of
Peace
stuff.
Peace, Fly, God.
Yeah. They be having a lot of releases.
A lot.
It can be too much for me.
Overwhelming sometimes.
Yes. And that's why I can't put them in my list, why they can't break my top.
And by the way, let me get this out of the way while it's still my turn. I also, since we talking about Griselda, Conway had God Don't Make Mistakes.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yep. I got
and, Benny the Butcher had Tana Talk 4.
So I got all them listed together and
I have a note on here that I have 20 songs and I listed those particular three projects as not even making it as weird that they didn't make it in my 20.
Well, the I song, think 10 I like is the best one. Of them. Westside Guns is the best of them.
Tana Talk 4 was a little disappointing to me.
Yeah.
It got better on replay to me. It was decent.
Yeah. I thought it was decent. It banged.
I listened to Super Plug.
And I didn't want to say this, but the saving songs, but shit. That Most Def and with Tyler Lennon song.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite songs.
That shit rocks. Amazing.
Yeah.
Song with Run the Jewels too. Really good.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Like the album is solid.
It's a solid.
Yeah.
Again, it's just, they be so much sometimes.
It's overwhelming.
I don't know who. I'm like,
I feel like they're slowing down now because they kind of understand that.
I'm like, I don't know.
Westside says he's done. He relates the whole statement saying he's done.
Yeah, I never believe rappers are
retired. I dropped a black album.
The fat man is back on you.
Did you, have y'all seen, before that, I'll ask y'all a question about Westside, have y'all seen the video for his latest song? And if you haven't, I'm not going to tell you about it. I'll just let you go watch it.
Oh, yeah, I seen it. With the dude, with Flip.
Yeah, Super Kick Party.
Yeah, with Flip.
No, I ain't seen it. All right.
Who?
That's the dude's name, Flip.
Oh.
Okay.
He talks about him all the time on social media.
Oh. My next one, Black Keys.
And if, you know what? Back. You might need to name two of them. Cause
we be held up.
Because if you say you got a bunch, it's something that you want to hit in.
Yeah.
But Black Keys, yes.
Yeah. I forgot they Black dropped Keys an album this year.
I didn't make it. And I didn't like make it in my list. But, yeah, I enjoyed the Black Keys. That was the one that was for a little while. It was cool.
And, I don't know which one of these two I wanted to. You know, I get love to Sid. Sid, Broken Hearts Club.
I never made it all the way through it, but I do like Sid.
Also vibey, a vibey.
Sid is a vibe.
Yeah.
The internet, go listen to the internet if you never listen to the internet. And listen to Sid.
I know it just sounds funny.
Yeah, the band, the internet.
It does sound funny.
The internet, the band.
All right.
Sid is a vibe, but I never made it through that album. It's good. Yeah. I listened to like the first 5 songs and then got lost in the sauce. Cause so much shit comes out.
Damn.
But go ahead,
Oh, damn. All right, we're going to keep going. That clock. Yeah.
Fuck that clock.
Before I say the albums, I want to mention a lot of drill mentioning in their album titles. People coming up with this drill music stuff. And pretty much I ain't.
Boop, 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 boop.
Yeah, I didn't want to hear any of that too much. The game had a long ass album, but I'm not saying that was one of mine. But he was another one that mentioned that drill music.
You listened to it?
Drillmatic. I listened to part of it. I did listen to a couple songs. And
I like the game, but I ain't got that.
The dude had 80 songs on it.
I hate that shit. Really?
Yeah. That's it. That's exactly it.
It wasn't 80.
Yeah, it was a lot of songs.
Gucci Mane literally has 80 on his album.
Yeah, and nope.
I think the game had like 35 or something.
Yeah, really. Really, seriously.
I'm listening to the game for Gucci Mane.
But a couple people that I just fuck with. The album's just all right, but it's a vibe. My man, 2 Chainz. Don't sell itself.
That came out this year?
Yeah.
I thought
at that beginning of year.
I did.
Beginning
too.
Of year. Yeah. So I'm going from beginning of the year to the end. This one didn't have enough tracks, I guess, that I wanted to put it like, just like Saba. I would have had Saba in my joint, but it's only 5 songs. And this one, DJ Premier, Hip Hop 50, only 5 songs, all of them bang. Slick Rick and Lil Wayne on the track. I fucks with it. I fucks with the Nas track. You didn't like it?
That shit sucked.
I like that shit.
Premier, go home and be a family man. I don't want to be disrespectful to Premier. Like, I'm saying it for shock, though. Go home and be a family man for me.
Man, I enjoy that. Nas joint
was okay. Reeve hates it. You love.
Yeah, Nas joint. I enjoy that. The Joey badass. I didn't care for. That's the only.
I actually like that song.
But I didn't care for any of them.
But the Remy, and Rhapsody was one of my favorite songs of the past year. They killed it.
I like that song.
I should go listen to it.
And Remy gave me one of the best verses of the year too. She was in it. I was happy.
Maybe I should go listen to it again.
Hey, it's only 5 songs.
Yeah. Shout out DJ Premier, though. He's a legend. He's a legend. One of the best to ever do it. So yeah, just to wrap mine up, I had Babyface Ray, Face, and ESTG.
I hated that shit. Never motherfucker, go home, be a family man. All right, no, go ahead.
ESTG never felt nothing. And we talked about Peppers, Black Star, No Fear Time.
I got one last one I want to get out.
Okay.
Alex Vaughn, The Hurt Book. I talked about it on here before. Y'all need to go. Everyone needs to go listen to that R&B. I'm the R&B guy on here.
I have no R&B on. And I know I like some R&B.
I got one more.
SZA, of course. Ari Lennox.
Came at the end of the year. Absol. Herbert. Yep. Good ass album.
I have been sitting on a joke about that. Forever. But no, there's some, that album I like. And there's some tracks that really, there's a couple of tracks that really, really hit.
For and then there's some that.
And I never liked Absol as much as I want to. Absol music.
Yep.
But this one is like the Absol I've been expecting for 10 years.
I'm not a huge Absol dude, but it's worth listening to. Yeah, I want to. Yeah. I don't dislike him. It's just, like you said.
I think it might get a little long, but it's a listen. Yeah. He brought bars.
You know what? Speaking of a vibe. Did y'all hear Emotional Oranges? The Juice Volume 3?
No.
That's a vibe. I like that one.
Wow.
Is it better than Left Me Up?
No, ever.
No.
And I also wanted to shout out Lil Baby It's Only Me. That got a few spins from me.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And Rome Streets, Kiss the Ring. And I can't believe y'all didn't mention it. We talked about it on the show. 5 and a Fuck You by Grip.
It's on my list.
Damn.
Again, I have 20. There's like 5. There's like 10 things I didn't know.
Give us the rest of them, Fat Man. What's the rest of your list?
Grip 5 and a Fuck You, Sci-Hi, EGOT, Cheat Codes, Favio Foreign, Mary J. Blige.
Yeah, Mary, but
Dreamville.
Yep.
Smino, Love for Rent.
That's something else I wanted to talk about on that. We'll talk about that.
Smino, I was waiting on one of y'all to mention.
We'll mention that. I got Smino. I got Rock Marcio and Alchemist.
I heard that was good.
Yeah. The Corday. Yeah, it was all right.
Never made it through it.
I didn't know.
It wasn't really.
Couldn't make it through it.
It just wasn't, you know. And yeah, I had the Black Star album too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got some other ones, but Earth Gang too.
Disappointment. Yeah.
It was.
I love Earth Gang.
It was, but it's one of the ones that I listened to and I spent it more than once.
I actually listened to
it. That was one of the ones where I went back and looked and I said, oh, I listened to that more than I thought I did.
Yeah. I listened to it in preparation of the show.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to address it. Like, let me see if it was as bad as I remember.
It's not the
greatest thing.
It's not bad.
It's not good, though. I guess I had high expectations.
Yeah.
It's more of an expectation thing for me.
The song with the church choir.
Because I love Mirrorland so much.
The song with the church choir. I love that song. I can't remember the name of it.
No, I don't remember the name.
I'll look it up at the break and come back and say,
shout out to Toby and Fat. Doggone it. Y'all had a great ass album.
Fat Set.
Yeah. The shit is awesome.
Oh, yeah. That's what, yeah.
Yeah.
That was my five. You had that at six, right?
I had it five.
Five.
Yeah. Yeah. And I fought with that for a minute. I was going to do some Shocker and put it way up there. Like West Side Boogie and put it at three. But nah, I didn't go.
I had West Side Boogie at five.
We don't talk about Toby enough on this show.
We do not.
I try to.
Toby and his talent. Actually, his artistry. Let's put it that way. Because it's the visuals the songs.
And every time he brings somebody in, and that's another dude, I think he scares and says, look, don't you come in with no bullshit.
And then he had a comedian coming in there rocking it.
And he kills it.
Paul Wall.
Rocking it.
Yes, all of them.
Killed it.
Two Chainz, all of them.
CeeLo, I will say
he got some old CeeLo. Yeah, all of that.
Still think Paul Wall is underrated as a rapper.
I agree. I love Paul Wall.
Yeah.
And that song with Royce and Black Thought.
Yeah.
It's a couple years ago?
It's an achievement in humanity.
The yellow song?
I'm your father figure. Yeah.
I call it the yellow song.
That is an achievement in humanity. When's the last time you listened to that song? Don't matter. Go listen to it today.
I will. And y'all need to.
An achievement in humanity.
It
all
is.
Right. Let's go to the second segment of all that. Causing them. Yeah.
We going Ultra Black, the opposite of Doja Cat. That was actually Doja Cat.
Yeah, you didn't.
I thought you were going remix.
No. That was Nas lyrics.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of play something to switch it up a little bit.
Hmm.
And you did.
Throw y'all for a loop.
Hey,
I listened to that song like three times.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I liked it. It ain't on my top replay. I played it like three, four times.
Hmm. Could Nas do a song with her just because of that verse, the bar you just dropped?
Could he do a song with her?
Yeah, because he does it with anybody.
Yeah, he'll do it. I listen to that.
And I think that should be Fat, too, while you bullshit.
I think Doja Cat, as a pop artist, she has a couple songs I like.
I'm with you. I haven't thrown up.
I don't think of her as a rapper. She's more like a pop artist.
I'm with you on that.
She was in racial track rooms showing feet, but, you know, other than that, she all right, me.
Because she is the one that was the cow, right?
Yep.
Yep.
That's my favorite song in the video, because... Doja Cat is pleasing to the eye.
Mm.
Shit's all right.
Fat Man will get quiet on you, so don't worry about the thing. Because if you're new to the show, sometime by the end of it, that motherfucker's whispering. Yeah.
And by the way, the name.
Shout out to Yin Yang Twins.
I didn't know I was whispering. You was talking about titties.
He keep going into his own realm. Remember the last episode? He
was going. Like, I ain't never left, nigga.
There you go. See.
The name of the song is Doja Cat. Vegas.
Oh, we still talking about that.
Off the Elvis soundtrack. Just in case anybody was wondering what the name of the song.
Who the? Wait a minute. This is off the Elvis soundtrack.
Yes.
She was in the Elvis movie. Yeah.
I don't think she was in the movie.
I'm saying the song they played.
Yeah, the song is off there. That's like the main song from the movie.
Really?
Wow.
That shit was a hit.
Wow.
Oh.
That song might have been number one. You fuck around.
Wow. Wow. Huh. I thought it was the other song that was number one.
What's the other song?
Ain't she the big energy person?
That's Lotto.
Okay, same person.
Speaking of.
This dude big energy.
Speaking that is of.
The version of it I'm singing.
Let's go ahead and cover songs of the year, our songs of the year that we wanted to highlight. Which coincidentally enough.
Some favorites.
Coincidentally enough, one of mine was Lotto Big Energy. I like that.
Oh, word.
Yeah, I think it's catchy.
It looked like you seen it. I can see you in
and
here.
And I fuck with Big Lotto.
Yeah, I can see you in here cleaning up.
That's the only thing. You can't sing it. Or you can't really ride around listening to it.
Go ahead.
You have to listen to that in the AirPods. You can't play it in the car.
Because somebody go here.
Yeah.
Big.
Yeah, somebody go here.
And that's the problem with a lot of female rappers you run into.
No, like, not mine.
As a man, it's hard to ride around not playing Meg Thee Stallion. You know what I'm saying?
I listen, I'm very confident in my shit. Let me tell you, I grew up during the Mary J. My life period. When,
that's different.
I can't help that. You was five niggas in a car.
We y'all gonna be Mary J.
playing Mary but and everybody
Mary
in that scene.
Wasn't on the song like I'm gonna put my pussy on that dick like these rappers do now.
Lil' Kim, we listened to that damn hardcore album and she was saying some shit.
True.
The mother said she was gonna suck off the Harlem Boys Choir. Come on.
She said that?
Yes. In that Dreams joint.
Take it in the bud.
Yeah.
The bud.
She was on that. She made her own dreams. Yeah. And that was still one of the funniest thing lines on that when she said, all for one and one for all. I swear to God, I ain't fucking with none of y'all. That all for one group?
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit was funny. Because them niggas was lame.
Question. Yeah. When you listen to the music like that, Lil' Kim, etc. Do you rap along?
Yep. Fuck it.
Do you admit certain words like white people in mixed company?
Nope.
You just say the whole thing.
I'm all in.
So when Lil' Kim started off, I used to be scared of the, you saying that whole verse.
Damn. Yeah, you got me right there. Probably not. Yeah. Damn. But I have said, you want to play with my pussy?
What? I don't think that's the way that line.
I don't know. Somebody said that and enjoyed it. And I have said it. Yeah. Yo, what's funny, my boy back in the days hit me on that on Smith & Wesson. Remember when they dropped Spanish Harlem?
Yep.
And it had my girl, rest in peace, Hurricane G. Mm-hmm. And she was like, suck my ass or something. She said, my cocolo. And he was like, but what are they saying? Eat my pussy, man. And I was like, they better eat it. And we laughed.
Do you sing along, Fat Man? You didn't answer. You got quiet.
He don't listen to women.
That's true. He don't. Yeah. He really don't.
Yeah. I don't know why he like that.
What the fuck are we talking about?
We're trying to do it. We're trying to get them better fingers. We're trying. Trying to get them better.
Well, first of all, if that was true, no, y'all not. You're not trying at all.
So songs,
but no, not that. Not particularly not that one you just talked about. No,
that Lil' Kim verse. Yeah, you can't sing along.
Nod my head.
Yeah, you can't.
Hurry up, Jay. Rap your verse.
Yeah. You got to stop at scared.
Yeah,
you got to catch yourself by scared. I used to be scared. Whoa.
I might be. You know,
I
won't
even do that. I just nod my head until I get to the part where
I might just rap the Biggie verse, the Biggie lyric right there, and call it a day. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Handle it like a real bitch. Go on here, look, Kim. You was nasty. Mm. She looks bad now. But oh, man. Yeah. Shout out to her, though.
Bad is not the word.
She looks straight up weird.
There you go. So, your songs. What we got? I will say this, though, about 2022.
Mm-hmm.
We should have known this was like a nice little, this is a microcosm of it.
Good work.
When the music was good on Madden, that signified that we had a good year. Because Madden has Madden.
I mean, he ain't lying.
Yeah.
But are we ready to discuss Madden right now?
No, I'm just saying.
It's a touchy subject.
Okay, I got it. But the music, they did some good stuff. The music that they got on Madden this year. We ain't seen that since 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, fuck EA.
Okay. All right.
I think we all can agree.
Very much so.
I'm fine. But all that. Knocking on wood. Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead with your songs. Let's do it.
So, I may need to walk this off.
I told you not to bring it up. So, as I mentioned earlier, song of the year for me was Vince Staples, When Sparks Fly, probably.
Mm.
Amazing song. We're going to talk about our replays in a second, but it's high up on my replays. Played it a lot. And I'm going to just mention the other songs. Derek Bowman off of Peace Fly God, with a Stove God. Johnny P's Caddy. Minnie the Butcher and, J. Cole. Band of Brothers, which is Ransom, Benny, and 38 Special. You already mentioned Lotto, Big Energy. Drake and Future, Wait For You. Kendrick, The Heart, Part 5.
Wow.
And Schoolboy Q, Soccer Dad.
Yeah.
Which we played on the show.
Word.
Damn.
You got in? You got in?
East Point Prayer was actually higher than me with Spark 5, my shit.
That's amazing, yeah.
West Side Boogie, Can't Get Over You, obviously. Silent Hill.
Obviously.
Yeah, because, you know, West Side Boogie. Silent Hill was a big one for me. And Reality by Salt. The Salt released
off one of those five albums?
Yeah.
I never made it through all of them. I have to check that out, Reality.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Let's see. I got...
Shout out Salt.
Neck and Wrist.
Neck and Wrist Don't Lie.
That shit, it's a couple of pushing joints. That Diet Coke was stupid to me. I'm just can't get enough of that one. Nas, Michael and Quincy.
That's what I left off.
Yeah.
That's my joint.
Love Beef on that joint too, as well as 30. And, WTF. Shaking my head.
WTF.
Yeah. One of my favorite songs of the year, and I mentioned the Remy and Rhapsody. I love that song too. Remy, killed, both of them killed it, but Remy verse I hadn't heard in a minute. But one of my favorite songs of the album, favorite songs of the year, Crack Sandwich.
Yep.
From J.I.D.
Yep.
I love everything about the song.
That song is amazing.
I love everything about the song.
That song is
the
amazing.
Extra talking.
Yeah.
Everything. Yes. That's the best part. Because
yeah.
You've been there.
She done hit it in the mouth. That should be awesome.
You've been there.
Right sounds, there. Yes.
You've heard every bit of that.
Yeah.
And then when the girl said, oh, we fighting tonight. I was like, oh, this shit is, that is my favorite song of the year. Every time when it would come up, I would have to skip it back. I got to play it again. The shit is, it is perfect. Think as if you ain't heard
follow
that.
Follow the girl the J.I.D. bathroom.
Yes.
You sound just like
her. She sounds like somebody I know that I'm trying to figure out.
Sound like everybody. Somebody
she said, bitch,
know.
You can say sorry.
Yes. It's perfect. And his verses,
no,
it flows
said,
right in.
Yeah, B, you can say sorry.
Yeah. Yes, it is perfect.
I tried not to pick songs off of our top fives, but yeah, that would be up there.
It's a reason why they were in my top five. I understand. Yeah. But that's why that, man, that Crack Sandwich, that thing hit me so hard the very first time. It was one of those ones, the first time I heard it, I had to hear it again.
Yeah.
And that would
just. It's even better. And I don't know if you watched J.I.D. He was on Breakfast Club. He was telling the whole story behind it.
Okay.
Yeah. It makes it even better when you listen to it.
Yeah, yeah. He feels
it. Damn, feels I need to hear that. Mm-hmm. Okay. That shit is perfect. Yeah. Shout out to him for that shit. Damn. Ooh, I loved it.
And then you watch it, and then you're amazed that as small as he is, he got a football scholarship at some point in his life.
Yeah, he's a small dude.
Yeah.
And he also looks 17. He's like 31. He looks 17 years
old. And weighs 102 pounds.
Yeah.
What position did he play?
D-back.
That makes
sense. Of course.
That makes sense. Yeah. Short little dude. Yeah.
Yeah, he said he pretty much thought he was going to make the league.
Right. Probably good.
He was that good.
Probably couldn't catch, so that works. Yeah. What else? What else we got? You got any more songs?
I think that was all of them.
Okay. Now, there's some stuff I want
to... Oh, the song of the summer, which I won't say now, because we're going to play it later in the show.
Oh, okay.
But
that's one of your
there.
Favorites.
Yes.
Okay.
Wild Child by Black Keys, too. I forgot about that.
I got to go back and listen to that Black Keys.
It had some stuff.
I remember liking it. I just forgot about it.
And then they had a couple songs that looked like they were trying to, they made.
Oh, shit.
Is that the one that Your Team Sucks?
Yes. That song is fucking horrible.
Like, they should obviously be ashamed of themselves for that one.
Yeah. It's a couple of them songs like that you like, you really wanted to.
You can't make it that obvious.
You wanted them people to get you there.
Yeah.
You wanted
to be played in stadiums.
Yeah. Okay. I got you. Hockey, they going to get you. They going to call you up. Somebody going to play it. Let me mention something.
Mm-hmm.
Before you go further with any more songs, anything else.
Mm-hmm.
I had a problem with a few people that made projects. It's really just one that made projects in 22 that I don't think. First of all, I never wanted to hear from you anyway, right? And I thought you should have gone into oblivion and we shouldn't have heard anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And mainly the reason I never liked you. And then we saw last year, the year before.
Album title.
Jadakiss.
What?
Jadakiss and Sheik Styles, they destroyed your crew.
Oh, I thought you were saying you never liked Jadakiss.
Why the fuck did Jim Jones drop two projects?
Lobby Boys.
He did? Who? What now?
Jim Jones and Mano.
Yes.
It's called the Lobby Boys.
Why did Jim Jones? What? I'm appalled.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know why he didn't hang
out in the lobby and sell crack.
Yeah.
In the lobby of the building?
That's what he wants you to believe. There also recently, there was a picture that came out with Jim Jones, and he actually had his hair done. He had his braids done.
Yeah.
And people was like, yo, it was one of the funniest and hardest laughs I had recently. It was like, oh, no wonder he always have his cornrows messed up. Because this dude looks like he sells insurance. Ain't no way in the world. Ain't nobody going to believe or have nothing to believe. Your music is not going to move. One of the dudes said he looks like one of the guys that worked in the Apple store, the Apple little office in Best Buy.
The Genius Bar?
The Genius Bar in Best Buy or something. And looks down on the other employees like he's better. That's what he looked like. Jim Jones had no business. That's one of my big gripes. And I was, because of course I didn't listen to Jim Jones, but
I was going to ask, did you listen?
I'm going back through the list of things that went over, making sure I ain't try to miss nothing still. Mm-hmm. And I still missed a couple.
He said
and then I saw Jim Jones. Yes. Jim, why? Why, Jim?
Jim
why?
Jones is regionally popular. Not regionally even.
Mm. Well, just in Queens.
No, no. He's from Harlem.
It's Harlem.
Yes. And it's down one street.
My homies love Jim Jones. Back home, they love him. They talk shit to me all the time because I talk about how whack Jim Jones is. Man, On My Way to Church was a classic. All
right, well, look.
I like the title.
Before I leave here.
That's all I can get.
Before I leave here, we can do a group call and call your boys so I can cuss them out. Because I don't even know why they're your friends.
We've been arguing about Dipset for 20 years.
That's a damn shame.
I don't like nary motherfucker.
None of them.
Not a one.
None.
Yeah. I don't understand the censure. Cam'ron is motherfucker can't rhyme. I've been saying this for 20-some-odd years. Jones sucks.
The only one I've
Jim Jones, just now sometimes. Looking the age he actually looked when in 2000 when he came out. Because I really thought...
Finally caught up to his age.
Yes. And Rip can tell you, this is no joke. I really thought he was 40 years old back in 2020.
In 2020?
I mean, 2000.
I'm with you.
And Rip like, no. He is the whatever age he was.
Probably like 24.
Yeah.
He's 40.
I'm with you. The whole clique. None of them never did anything for him. I didn't understand.
I like some Cam. That's all I can say.
I never liked Cam.
I mean, that's why
I love Cam when he decides to rap.
That's why I love the verses.
Let me know when that starts.
Cause it was official. They confirmed my hate and disdain for him. When they went out there and destroyed him, I was like, yeah, good. This is what y'all needed to see. Really. Cam'ron was
like
whack
the Justice
to me.
League came and saved it.
See the, exactly, man. Look, Cam'ron been whacked from the beginning. He came in off Mace.
I didn't like
that horse and carriage. It was Zoom from the get.
I didn't like the first album, but I do like Cam'ron's second album.
No, I'm good.
Sports Drug Entertainment.
I'm good. Even though, oh boy, it's only the sample. Oh boy, it's only the sample. Boy. Yeah,
that's it.
Boy, that song pisses me off for a different reason.
Yes, all of it. All of it.
I like that song, though. That's a classic.
We had that beat first, though.
Yeah. There you go. Jewel Santana is the worst. I hate Jewel Santana more than Jim Jones. That nigga sucks.
All of them got punchable faces. A lot
Jewel
of punchable faces.
Jewel Santana is terrible.
Yes.
And they act like he was the nice one.
No.
He rapped like he ain't never heard the beat. He's like the New York Silk the Shaka.
Yes. Mm. Could not find the beat.
Look, if you had him, Silk, and Blueface on the track.
Oh my God.
And you ruined you. Nah, I said that hip hop couldn't die. Nah, that bitch would die.
Bro, I just got nauseous thinking about that.
Ooh, that would be terrible.
Dude. Y'all want some entertainment? Go back and listen to 4-3-2-1.
No.
You forget Master P is on.
I forgot. I swear I did.
That's the remix.
You forget Master P is on that.
He's not on the original.
He's not on the original.
I'm like, I listened to 4-3-2-1 recently.
He's not on.
But I forgot Master P.
He was for the video when they brought it for the video.
And he started off, trying to get rowdy.
First of all, he is out of place lyrically.
Yes.
And he likes
talently. And he's the only one that's in color, like wearing a bunch of color. Everybody else is wearing like black and white.
Wasn't he bouncing around?
Yes.
Like this is not the song to bounce around.
And he's wearing like bright colors. He stands out in every way.
Like orange or something.
Yep. Yeah. Blue and orange.
And
I watched it yesterday.
That's proof that they wanted to get somebody for No Limit and they didn't know who to get. And
that was around that time where New York rappers had just decided that Southern rap was cool. So they was just trying to be the first to reach out.
Trying to reach out
to Jay-Z High Remix and all that shit.
Yes.
Until Big Pimpin' got it right. They didn't know what to do.
Yeah, they did. But,
hey, let's just call Master P. He's cool, right?
But that is a bare bones, you a rapper.
Outkast with Raekwon. They knew how to reach out and talk that shit right. Yeah.
You don't get a Southern rapper who can't rap on this beat is just basically drums with a bunch of killers.
I blame that on LL People, man.
Yes.
Somebody was supposed to... You got to do more research and just grab the first name that comes up.
Yes.
Yes. The godly. They could have got...
They didn't care about the song.
They could have got missiles like, rapey ass and put him on there instead of...
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Let's get somebody from the South.
Big Boy. They could have got Big Boy.
They could have got him. Because Big Boy was killing. He was jumping on everything.
You can't put Master P next to Red Man, Method Man, and DMX. Like, come on, man.
And Cannabis.
Oh, my God.
Just...
It was
a bad, bad look. And I don't even listen to no remakes. No, thank you. No.
Funny enough, I stumbled upon rabbit hole, an interview of Redman doing Vlad talking about it on Vlad TV.
Okay.
From 5 years ago.
Okay. Next we have
Chainsaw.
So then SZA arm wrestles The Rock.
I still can't believe this nigga told a joke and forgot it was a joke. And also, left the punchline out.
Also, once again, fingers, I'm sorry. He gets low. I'm sorry. Yeah.
You call him Mumbles.
Yeah.
Call him Mumbles.
No Mumbles.
Johnny Blaze, Mumbles. Lou Diamonds, Mumbles. Yeah. Tony Stark, Mumbles.
Yeah. So big ass avias off my mouth.
Yeah. That was one
so we did songs of the year. Are there any verses of the year that stood out for you guys?
Yeah. I got a couple.
I'm gonna go left here. And I'm gonna go back to what I point. Lil Baby in East Point Prayer. He killed that. He wrote the flow on that beat, the timing, what he was actually saying, because Lil Baby actually said shit. I said this before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was one of the ones that just stood out for me because it caught me off guard with how much he killed that.
This is one of my favorite songs. Mm-hmm. And it's surprisingly, I guess, with certain parts, the neck and wrist first verse of Pusha. Jay-Z's on that song. But that's when Pusha does the.
It's so exciting.
Yeah.
He Jay kills it. Jay killed that shit too. That phase I'm on.
Yo, both
love,
of them.
I don't believe it either.
For me to even.
Flow.
But yeah. It's not a diss on Jay or nothing. That song is incredible. Both of them killed it. Pusha's verse is just, and it wasn't nobody watched the other one. I can't stand that bullshit ass talk. That was a murderous ass, vicious ass verse.
It's not for comparisons. I'll tell you that much.
It's not. You can compare, but I don't get into that. Oh, dude, so-and-so got washed. Especially if
people get washed.
I don't do all that.
It depends on
how it's framed up.
Some people get washed.
But if you can tell when songs seem like they put effort to work shit together sometimes.
Y'all.
Master P got washed.
Yes.
Master P definitely got washed.
Yeah, he shouldn't have been there. He didn't even get washed. He got scraped up, bruised, destroyed.
I'm standing by this. One of the most underrated washings that went under the radar. I listen to this song all the time. Y'all remember Wale's first album?
No. Nope.
Of course you don't. Nobody does. That song with J. Cole, A Beautiful Bliss?
Yeah. One of them.
J. Cole ran him out the gym on that song. And I love Wale, and Wale got bars. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, Wale must have had an off day or something.
J. Cole's
verse is amazing on that song.
That don't surprise me.
Though. And then J. Cole's verse is like twice as long, too.
But sometimes that's what I'm saying. People bring you in to do shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes people.
Maybe Wale did that on purpose. Like, I'm just letting my boy shine.
It's just like with Capadonna, they were letting him get his man off.
No. Winter Wars?
Yeah, people, that's why I don't get it.
Capadonna watched everybody on
that. But Wale wasn't big enough to do it because this is Wale's debut album. And
I don't do the.
And they thought, well, they put money into that because Lady Gaga was on the album before she was Lady Gaga. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But she wasn't Lady Gaga yet. But
that album was not good. And Wale has many, many great projects, and that one was not one of them.
Wow.
But yeah, that's one of the great washings in hip hop history that nobody talks about. Go listen to it.
They should. Yeah.
My verse, was basically could have been one of my songs of the year too, but it's just one long verse. Drake, Middle of the Ocean.
Still have not got around to it yet.
What?
Drake. The song is called Middle of the Ocean off of Her Loss. It's basically just one long Drake verse and he kills it.
Shout out to that writer. That writer, that person that showed him how to rap it, who killed him.
Not about it. What's up?
Come on, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm going with.
This is like the Lil Wayne argument.
Man, fuck that.
Anybody that's been rapping that long, nobody writing that shit, bro.
There's somebody writing that shit. There's somebody writing it.
Drake's top 30.
He doing too many other things, looking sassy, taking pictures.
I ain't got nothing poking to do with bars,
poking his lips. That's why he ain't rapping.
Make all the jokes somebody
else.
Want.
Somebody else coming in and bringing that in there. That nigga ain't rapping for shit, man.
I ain't giving Drake no bars.
The bars
still stand.
You easily entertained.
So what about before he was big enough to hire writers?
Same thing. It was one of his boys who was broke. They was in there let me steal that right there. Okay. Cause my voice is a little better than yours. There we go. That's it.
I'm playing that song on break. Yeah. You gonna listen to it today.
That's the song you putting on?
No, I already played my song.
Oh,
I'm talking about while we intermission.
No, I just want to hear Fat Man. I'm hungry. Yep.
This is not what am I, but I want to have a discussion about it. Because we never talked about it because we were sick of everybody else talking about it at the time. But Jay-Z's verse on...
I was going to bring that up.
I got it written down too.
Okay. Yeah, I got it written down too.
But I got it written down to say, calm down.
Yeah.
That's what I was asking. Is it overhyped?
Relax.
Yes.
Ain't no better than his neck and wrist verse to me.
Yeah,
it's just longer.
Yes, and he got he did thing. he was hype. Khaled probably wanted him to keep going and all that, you know. Dude in there, a big dude in there, glossy and jumping, telling you all of that. Yeah, that's why Jay was just vibing and rhyming.
Wearing a flowery shirt.
Yeah. So it's not bad. I
don't know if y'all noticed. There's YouTube videos of him recording that album, and it's exactly how you two just.
Wow, I imagine.
I just imagine.
Yes, that's it.
You gotta hear it. You gotta say it harder.
That's it.
So my
thing on that verse is it was a population that overhyped it.
Yeah.
And there was a population that underhyped it. Yeah. You know, some people that wanted to bash it, find a reason to bash so bad, they wanted to underscore it. It's a decent verse. It's fat.
It's good.
Yeah.
And it's good.
And let's be honest, the bar is so lowered that Jay-Z came in there and said shit with content. Oh, shit. And then went and then rapped as long as he did. It just, they haven't heard it.
That's it.
By the way, Wayne's verse was fire on that song, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wayne had a couple of little fire verses. He had a fire verse on that Primo.
Wayne will give you some fire verses.
He had a on the Primo joint that you hate. Yep.
Every time you forget about him, you hear Wayne verse and be like, oh, yeah.
He had a good one on the AZ album, too. That was a couple years ago. I like that.
The AZ album with no bass?
Yeah, there you go. The one that you hated. The one that you.
Hey, I so feel like old, it should have been mixed.
It's so old sound. It's so old sound. That was last year, though.
First of all, I don't sound like that.
2021. You had a little way.
That's not how we're going to start the year off.
That's right. You had a little way about it. Yeah. It just sounds so old. Sounds so old.
Got you sounding too ply over there.
Exactly. It sounds dated.
One thing I want to, another little quick mention. So, Tory Lanez.
Oh, Lord.
Didn't that nigga need to go to jail if you dropped the album called Sorry For What? Yep. Yeah, you sell it.
I think he need to go to jail because he did what they're accusing him of doing.
Because he's a fucking world-class sucker.
The album, again, there you go. Was called Sorry For What? Yes.
Fuck you boys, you have your king.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go. That's a great
And all you niggas goddamn reaching and running over shit to defend him and make excuses too. Fuck y'all too.
Yeah.
Make excuses for what the fuck?
They're trying to find a reason to make Meg a liar. That's it. They decided she was lying, so they're going to find a reason.
Right. It's a lot of incels, man. A lot of incels, man.
Sucker shit.
I saw this dude explaining about bullet fragments.
Oh, he a ballistics expert.
Oh, yeah. All of a sudden. Yeah. All of a sudden. And again, I saw your grades. You weren't smart. Yeah.
Tory Lanez had a gun. Meg Thee Stallion was
shot. I didn't want to talk about this long, but, you know.
Tory Lanez had gunshot residue in his hand. What the fuck else do you need?
Meg said he shot me.
That's all I need. All
right. Ooh.
And he's not tall.
I'm just saying.
Napoleon Complex. And also, he's on the phone admitting he did the shit.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if you and Yuck and when a third person were in the car and y'all got in an argument and Yuck got shot and Yuck came to me and said, Fat Man shot me, I wouldn't have any reason to doubt that. Why would you lie about that?
I don't know. I don't. It's just
and
so silly.
And I know you had
me.
A gun.
Yeah. Well, I said, you knew I had a gun.
It's so silly to me, man.
Let's move on.
And again, he's not tall. Pressure. And apparently,
and he got fake hair.
And apparently
he got hair implants or something.
He runs up on people.
Oh yeah, he's an angry motherfucker.
Yeah,
Napoleon Complex
again.
He attacked August Alsina.
Shout out to Christmas movie.
He tried to fight that.
He's an angry little elf. Yeah,
he did what?
When he got mad at that kid for beating him in basketball.
Yeah,
Alsina.
Yeah.
He tried to fight Travis Scott. Who want to fight Travis Scott?
He jumped on Jada's little boyfriend.
Yeah, August Alsina.
Yeah. That's some bullshit, man. I don't like that dude.
Lock his ass up.
Yeah. I'm fine.
In conclusion, lock his ass up.
And also, just for everyone's edification, his father is named Nightstar.
Say man, what?
His father's God-given real legal name is Nightstar.
Hold on, yeah. Yuck, do you know Tory Lane's real name?
Look, man, I ain't doing this, man. Y'all, you got to tell me if something about the shot the shit out. Nightstar. All right, go ahead.
That's his father's name.
I'm with you. Go ahead.
What is Tory Lanez's real name? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is Daystar. It's his real name.
You didn't know his name was Daystar? And he went with Tory as his name.
His real name is Daystar. He signed Tory Lanez as his rap name. This is why he's going to jail.
We should have known.
No.
And also, Jay-Z and Roc Nation put him in jail. I don't know. I don't quite get where that comes in.
Oh, yeah, his little sister was out there yelling.
That was his dad.
And his little sister.
That was Nightstar.
So what is his little sister's name?
Afternoon Star.
Evening Flowers.
Even in Grace, yeah.
Now I want to know her name for real.
That's, no, I don't.
Dusklight.
Damn.
No. My sister's name is Dawn.
You might be all right, yeah. Maybe they calmed it down. Anything else in this? Anything?
I don't know how you top Daystar next.
No, you ain't going to be there.
Did y'all have any specific bars that stood out over the year?
Nah, not that I can pop off stuff of that woman. My man said he looked like Comic-Con. But yeah, other than that.
Drake said I'm like a cup holder the way these dimes stick to me.
You running for that dude, ain't you? You running hard for him. Just running straight to...
I just want you to admit. Just running one straight. Day, I'm going to get you to admit.
No, you just running straight to the Night Star.
The boy got boss.
Well, I tell you.
He went straight to the Night Star.
There you go.
I had one more category. Did you guys want to go over some of your replays? Music app replays?
Oh, I kind of did that, but go ahead.
Yeah, I think we kind of talked about it, but if anybody wanted to add anything else in?
One thing I wanted to add in, I kind of alluded to this. Nas' album made it number 7, but he was my most listened to artist because exactly what Yuck was saying earlier. You listen to, because I listened to KD3, then I go back and listen to KD2 and all of that stuff.
I was listening
and
all
then
that
I even went back and listened to a couple of the other old albums.
My most played artists were Nas, Kendrick, and Lil Brother.
Lil Brother.
Yeah.
Mine was Nas, Kendrick, Black Keys, Pusha T.
Pusha T was like right after that, but those are my top.
What's your most listened to song? Mine was Open Air.
I ain't even looking like that. Yeah,
Smoke, mine was Open Air.
Smoke and Shine a Coop.
Oh, mine was Open Air, followed by number 2 song was what's
I'm gonna say Brazelton just because.
That's my joint too.
Yeah, that shit started. I'm telling you, started album song like that. Album.
Huh?
Because you can say that about every song on the album.
Yeah. Just so you remember, was the number 2. That's my joint too. Just wow. So you remember who you're dealing with. Speaking of delivery. Just so you remember who you're dealing with.
I didn't see it, but I was watching. He was one of the festivals I was watching on. He was performing that shit live. He killed it.
Yeah. Did the voice? He did the just so you remember. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have one more category.
Okay, and there is something else I wanted to mention. DJ Drama had a ass of drama. It's a year of drama. A bunch of people. Snoop. The Jeezy joint wasn't that bad.
I like the Jeezy joint.
Punk ass Jim Jones had some.
Holiday season.
The J. Cole and Dreamville.
Yep.
I mean, dude had a bunch of them.
It was a renaissance for,
Yeah.
For drama.
You know DJ Drama's real name? Rodimus Prime.
Don't do this. All right. Yo, so, are we good? Cause I'm about to fight the microphone. All right. So, just right quick, before we close this out, cause that was great on music, but, Fingers, hey, I'm going to give you a rundown, and y'all stay with me on this. Outside of music, man, we had a hype little year in 2022.
Wait. I have one more category before you get a rundown. I have one more category. Fat Man, get ready. This top is podcast of the year.
Man, shut the fuck up. Ain't nobody, what?
You do the top 5?
No, we not. We're not doing no top 5, no podcast. If you don't say blessing, like Dylan, I ain't trying to hear that shit. All right, so.
You can't recognize no.
Who?
$1 million worth of game. You don't like none of them? Like, I can't name.
All right, so thing is, what we do on this show, out shouting out whack ass shit, they've been stealing from this shit for the longest. They don't give us our props. That's it. I see you looking at us, and then don't want to take, just take my stuff you and I hear it later. I hear you. Send your people all you want. I know it's up. That's it. So.
Also, found out Tory Lanez's sister today.
I don't want to hear that shit.
What is it? Please.
I don't want to hear that shit.
What is it?
Destiny. It was
See, that what I'm saying.
I really wanted it to be.
Like I say, you were going to run the joke in. You couldn't. You just don't even say it. I figured she was going to have
a real name.
I knew she was going to have a normal name, like Helen or something. All right, so.
Helen.
All right. So, again, outside of music, we saw how great it was. This show, we talked about a number of things. And here go the rundown from 2022. Hey.
Yeah.
All right.
No, that's another thing that we do. Yeah.
It happened, though. So, Biden appointed a black Supreme Justice. Boom.
Yes.
We did the fight or flee, switch a brick, wave bird. Yeah, we did all of that.
Yeah.
We talked about sexy M&Ms. Yes, we did. The winter Olympics. Let's get this out of here. Cut that. Yeah, dismiss. Yeah, there we go.
I'm going to throw that goddamn alarm over there.
Yeah, no, we got to keep the clock going. We found out about it. Reef told us about the NFT in the metaverse, and it didn't mean anything. We saw the West Coast Super Bowl. We took time to give Onyx their flowers, damn it.
Yeah.
They always.
Stick them up. Stick them up.
We mentioned Trevor Noah dipping. The Ukraine war.
Yeah.
Yes, it ain't going that well. And also, our girl, Brittany Regrana, she got locked up, and she done already came home.
Shout out to that.
We introduce our causes, something that we can fight for on this show, and for real.
Stop.
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 Making my burger wrong.
Cut it out.
You got to cut that shit out, damn it.
Toppings are called toppings for a reason.
There we go. I love the fact that you, there we go. That's what we talk about. We also saw when the police thought Ryan Coogler was robbing the bank, and then later on, he banked with Black Panther 2.
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson settled with a bunch of women, got back in the NFL, and more women came out. We saw the slap heard around the world and discussed it with Chris Rock and Will Smith.
Yeah.
The emergency episode.
The fourth graders came back and hit Reef and stole his shoes.
Yeah.
I'm waiting on you.
We saw the old squad from the Lakers last year and Russ. We discussed the constant battle between Florida and Texas. They didn't bust people. We just saw Uvalde. They battled Disney. Don't say gay. Abortion bans. What the fuck is wrong with them? We found out one of the most important things that we can find out about a cult here in Atlanta. The Nature by Naked group. Bishop Booty on and the Disciples. Bar. Where we tried to hump a tree as soon as possible.
Booty on the bar.
Booty on the bar.
We should have followed up for this.
Folks rushed the stage to attack Dave Chappelle. Then Dave made SNL. And then he somehow ruined all of that by buddying up with Elon Musk. I don't know what the fuck, Dave. All right. We saw Rico Cases hit with a lot of rappers because of their lyrics. Them black bastards on this show took a vacation. I don't know. Derailed a lot of stuff we was doing. One of the greatest.
About us? I think so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's y'all. That's y'all.
I think he's talking about us.
We saw one of the most riveting things on television to ever hit. And the only thing I could be talking about is the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp case. Wow.
Poop in the bed.
That shit is ridiculous. She defecated. That's what I saw in the bed. Biggie got a statue. I still don't know about
that. 600-foot tall statue in India.
Yeah, we mentioned it.
But Biggie.
Yeah. Country style cook-off, we was out there for it. We probably saw the last verses with UGK and
A-Ball and MJG.
Yeah, MJG. Yeah,
I forgot about verses.
Yeah, man. It's pretty much.
Are they done?
I think it's pretty much.
I do too, but they said Versus 3.0 coming soon if you go look.
Oh.
Yeah, it's they're trying to find a way to charge people now. That's
pretty
all.
Much. Ain't nobody paying for that. It was a pandemic thing, man.
Yeah, I think you could do it.
They're gonna go travel around.
Yeah, I think you could do it now, but different. You got to get more. You got to do something different.
Different.
You got to change it up a little bit. Atlanta finished their series. Awesome shit, and we dealt with Herschel.
I live in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I forgot all about Herschel.
Let's keep it that way.
Let's keep it that way.
Yeah. One of the greatest stories of 2022, we saw an elephant and his clue take revenge on a whole village and a nasty-ass woman that did some shit with his youth. Very proud of the elephant. I wish I could see you some peanuts or something.
Shout out to Pachyderm.
That's where we going. We had Bridgerton. Bridgerton invaded
Bridgerton?
The damn blessing. We saw a fake astronaut get some pimping and some old Chinese money.
Can I just say, that might be my favorite story. I think about that like every other day.
It's so great.
It was so dumb.
Yes.
He had to pay fees to come back from space.
That's just so
I had to ride from space.
And then she gonna come and say, I think I've been tricked. What the You the hell trying to get somebody back from the cosmos. Come on, man. Come on.
Oh, God. Oh,
that's great. That's great. Watch out for your family, people. Y'all, as your relatives get older, they may be trying to date an astronaut. All right. So, Trump keeping files, and we don't want to talk about them, but that's still the craziest thing ever. But right behind that, Terrence Howard and his creation taught everything crazy that you possibly could do. I just don't know how he tried to create whatever he tried to create.
He's retired from acting.
Yeah, he's starting to say he's going to give it up. I think after this Best Man series, I'm probably going to take it to the house. And I just thought it would be better to do it with my friends. I mean, how sitting around with your friends that you've built these kind of relationships over the years, you thought it would be just great to end it with them. Yeah, that boss is gone.
He said he thought everything you could do.
Yes, he did.
Has he?
Yeah, that's what he said. That's what he said.
All right.
I mean, when you create a new way of doing hydrogen, we're not talking about the atoms and electrons. Maybe he has done everything.
He found the flaw with the math.
With the math, dude. With the math.
The geometry.
Yes. The plus sign was in the wrong place.
This whole time.
Parentheses are important. That's it. Oh, man.
Yo, hold on. What if one day we found out this motherfucker was right?
I'm still laughing. I'm still laughing.
What? The world's so crazy, I wouldn't be that surprised. If 10 years from now, we all like, hold on. Terrence Howard was a genius.
Fuck 10. What if by third quarter of this year, this motherfucker shows up floating?
Uganda suddenly taking over Europe.
Well, I'm moving back home. I know that. Going back to the motherland if that happens. Might as well get with my people. Be on the right side
damn
of the
right, conflict. I'm going back to Uganda.
You're damn right if you do that. I would tell Terrence how much we've supported him over the years.
Right.
Yes.
We've been talking about you forever, dog.
Yeah, you our dog, man. You know, you supporting us. You were part of the show. We saw Bishop get, air quotes, robbed on camera. And then we saw the people come back and say, we saw your ass. You lying. Something that hit Fat Man real close to his heart. The Queen died. Mm. We saw Draymond.
Ain't been the same since.
Draymond swing out on his team. And we offered our suggestion to all pro leagues that they need to change the rules and just tackle these bastards that come on the courts and on the fields. We talked about the questions and songs. We cussed out Brett Favre's punk ass, hoe ass, bastard ass, country fuck nigga, yeah.
Punk ass. Suck ass.
We discussed the best sitcom characters. And I want to tell you, somebody else cuss y'all out. Sheldon Cooper deserves to be in there. We introduced I Need an Explanation. We talked about armpit crabs, Nazis, the Jewish, Kyrie, Pelosi stepping down, her husband catching a break, and the World Cup. And most importantly, thinkers, we ignored people that should be ignored. Fuck that dude. Y'all know who we're talking about.
And I want to end it with one thing. Ted Cruz, you still pussy. We ain't forgot.
And I want to say, give me my flowers on that NFT. I told y'all there was some bullshit back
you
then.
Did.
It turns
you
out
did.
It's some bullshit.
It's some bullshit. Shout out to Reef, who you heard it here first, really. On the blessing, he said, it sounded like some scam. It's a scam for white people.
It's a scam. And for the new year, I've changed the counter. As our listeners know, we had a counter for episodes without Yuck. Referencing Red Man. Our new counter is episodes without us mentioning Trump, Kanye, and Elon Musk. We're at zero right now.
Well, I don't think we ain't hit Musk enough, but I'm fine.
We mentioned him though.
I'm fine with not.
We have not talked about Kanye anything almost related to him since this whole shit happened.
We ignored him all last year.
We mentioned him this episode.
Yeah.
So the game's still at zero.
We had to wrap it up a little bit. And all the reason why he really got mentioned is because of Pusha.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm going to keep the Red Man counter going, too.
Keep it going. I love that. I ain't got no problem.
I mentioned him this time.
I think I need to talk about him a little more.
He mentioned him pre-show.
I think I need to talk about him a little more, though.
He talked about him before the show.
I ain't saying shit about no Red Man. Don't even lie.
Before the show.
Nope.
Didn't. Switch up speeds, like, you talked about that.
You got one.
Bruce Lee riding the movie in the movie.
Don't be trying. Well, actually, ass bastard. These brothers, man. I can't stand it. Follow us all.
Now everybody go to your breakfast. Have to say bye bye yo, bye bye yo, to the love of my life. My eye yo, don't cry yo. I need people and shadow.
You know we weren't getting out of here without getting off the Song of the Summer.
Song of the Summer.
That thing was everywhere last summer. That was
especially in my
Burner Boy. Yeah. All right. Hell of that shit. And especially in my car. Last by Burner Boy. Y'all know it. Yuck was telling us about the first time he heard it. How he almost tore his ACL pepper seeding.
Yep.
Okay.
He was chopping all kind of exotic fruit up in the crib listening to it. Yeah.
I don't know if I told
him. I just got even to hit pepper seed and chop food
at the same time. Yeah, that's how he tore his ACL.
Listen, first of all,
trying to do too much.
My pepper seed is so efficient and so
efficient.
So I found the best way to do a pepper seed. It's ideal for my body shape, everything. You understand? I know.
You did the science.
Yeah. It's not gonna happen. I'm not gonna get hurt
on
that.
You perfected it over the years.
It's so. You don't understand. So
he
many
met with
songs.
A physiologist.
You got to get it right, man. Yeah. So I can cook, shower, all that type of shit. And be right there with that pepper seed, man. It's the most powerful thing ever. Lower your shoulders and get with it. You better know your pepper seeds.
Reef, I got a question.
Yes.
Where the fuck is Burner Boy from?
Nigeria.
Okay.
There you go.
Because New York. Everybody hear that. Because I knew it was Africa. Mm. But, you know, everybody just thinks Jamaican.
Because no. He's
the
not
vibes, doing. But yeah.
It's Afrobeat, not reggae.
And the thing is, I will admit, I understand about 5 words in that whole song.
Well, do anything you want me to is the only thing I heard said in that song.
That's all you
but
need.
But I still
that.
Sing along.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's all you need. And the beat.
Yeah.
Shout out to Tony Braxton.
Huh?
Tony Braxton sample.
Oh,
I thought you were saying you didn't understand what Tony was saying back then. I was with that too.
I don't know what was
going on. I was with it.
I was just telling somebody about the monumental occasion it was when Tony Braxton did that photo shoot at Vibe Magazine back in the day.
Yes.
Y'all remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. Then Tony started doing a little bit of other things. Like she just wanted to be naked after that.
I wasn't mad.
That worked for her. Yeah. Because remember she showed up at the awards and had that whole side. Yeah. All that out. Yeah.
It was not mad.
Yeah.
She still look good too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Tony do. You just gotta ignore the family. That's all.
Yeah.
It's a lot going on with the Braxton. Shout out to y'all though. Y'all all look gloss.
Fat man, they still got that restaurant up there by you?
I think the name's something else. It's not Bar Chicks anymore. No. It's something else. And I passed by. This was.
And that was Braxton joint?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Braxton sisters.
I knew that wasn't gonna last.
I passed by the other day, and it has a name and a description of what it is, and I don't understand any of it.
They got a description of it up there?
It's not, because it's not Bar Chicks anymore. It's something else. And, like, you know, a Vibe Lounge or something like that, they said.
If you got to explain it, like it ain't working.
Yeah, why does it need an explanation?
Yeah.
You got.
I don't know what it means.
You got a tagline of one of your location. Yeah, you
where the neighborhood comes to chill. Like,
yeah. I don't know. It's like something lounge or something like that is what it says. And I'm like, I don't know what any of those words mean.
Yeah, no.
Do anything you want me to.
Oh, I thought we were saying.
Don't let that sit out there.
Yeah, it don't matter. All right.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah. The reverb is, you know.
So.
Yeah, add the reverb in the mix.
As we about to get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
You said something about movies and television. I was about to say what we watch and what you listen to, but you. I guess we got to say listening, but.
Well, yeah.
You wanted to look at a 2022 as a whole.
Yeah.
Television shows and stuff.
You know, just some of the things that stood out, you know, being in the business. You know, I did want to just highlight some things and shine the light where it needs to be shown. So we ain't got to stay on along. Real quick. Andor.
Yep.
Might be my favorite TV series of the year.
Yep.
Okay.
Andor. Also, The Old Man, Abbott Elementary.
Ooh.
The Dropout on Hulu. I don't know if y'all saw that about
Elizabeth Holmes. No.
The white girl scammer. You know what I'm talking about.
I know you're talking about. I didn't watch
it. Yeah, it was a good, great series. Watch that. And guess who's on it? Old Boy from Southside. Y'all don't watch Southside. Yuck, watch.
I'm about to say. Whoa.
Yeah, Old Boy from Southside shows up.
Okay.
Like,
somebody won the man, the cop.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Officer Goodnight.
Yeah. Sherman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And We Own This City on HBO. Really like that miniseries.
I didn't get to finish it, but I'm
I like it.
Yeah. Okay.
Old Boy is an actor. What's his name?
Yeah, Berenthal, Tom.
Yeah, Berenthal.
Yeah.
He kills everything he's in.
Tom O'Meara.
He got a show on Showtime. I don't have Showtime that I really want to watch. About the
Jigga. Oh, yeah. Well, he's trying to. Yeah.
I don't have Showtime, though, but I want to see that show.
And movies, I didn't get to see a lot of movies this year. So I just had Black Panther. And you know what, man? Say what you want. I enjoyed Avatar.
Avatar was a goddamn. You seen it?
It was a spectacle.
No, I ain't seen it.
Oh,
I enjoyed it.
Y'all, it's. I imagine it's like again because they did the 3D and all that type of stuff. I imagine it's great, but you know, it's all right. I'm still gonna say it's just all right, and I ain't even seen it. I already know. I already know what it is. I already know.
This is the kind of person you're dealing with.
No, I already know what it is.
I ain't even seen it.
I plan on seeing it at some point. It just wasn't one of them things on there. I'll tell you how I felt about it. And then probably about to do some other bullshit. Me and James Cameron, you all right? But, hey, I'm looking at the sideways. That's all.
They're doing three more, man.
I already know. Yeah. So I'm going to side eye them, too.
Avatar 2 is a visual spectacle.
The first one was, and this time this one is,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
What it... You're going there just to be going, Yeah, I saw that Captain EO back in the days with my
okay, kids. So what's this?
Keep amazing me. Yeah.
I did not see Nope.
Just another part of me. Oh. Yeah. Shout out to Captain EO. Go ahead.
I did not see Nope or Everything Everywhere All at Once, but I heard rave reviews for both of them.
I saw Everywhere. Everywhere is great.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
You need to. And the dialogue. They got some quotes in that motherfucker bowl.
From what I hear, it's probably the movie of the year. I just hadn't seen it yet because it's on Showtime, and that's the one thing I don't have.
Mm. Y'all need other
I think
apps.
I paid $4 to rent. No, I watched it on the plane. I'm trying to remember where I saw Everything at once.
You didn't really enjoy that, then. You didn't enjoy that on the plane. You didn't.
Why can I not enjoy it on
You didn't really enjoy it on the plane. Okay, you need to watch it again. I'm serious. Come on, man. I watch movies on the plane. You didn't really enjoy that. You got a good little bit of it, but you need to watch it again. You know you do. They came around with that cart. You ain't really. Yeah, you missing parts.
Why are you like this?
I don't know. But you know, right.
Did y'all have any movies or TV shows y'all want to shout out?
Andor, I had very high on my list. An amazing goddamn show. Peacemaker.
Oh, I forgot about Peacemaker.
Was one of my favorite. Was one of my.
That was entertaining.
Yeah. And of course, The Boys.
Oh, how did I forget The Boys? The Boys is one of the best shows on TV.
Yeah.
Y'all probably pretty much hit everything.
Did Miss Maisel come out this year?
Forgot Miss Maisel.
Maisel didn't come out. Did it come out this year?
I think it was
the end of last year, beginning of this year.
Maybe.
Because they usually come out in like December, January.
Maybe. I'm not sure. I can't.
Shout it out anyway.
Yeah. Why not? Because the shit is always great. Yeah. Y'all probably hit on everything, and I didn't prepare a list of anything of that sort. But I got because of stuff that I finished, Hacks other second season.
I thought the second season was meh.
And it was meh, but it was
I really
great.
Liked the
it was,
first season.
I enjoyed the second one because that
it was cool.
Her and the lesbians on the boat made it for all. Yeah. It was just so much. They had a lot of.
And
you start to find out more about each character.
Yeah,
like the black dude was going through some shit.
With the family.
And I love his
I
mom.
I didn't finish the second season, so
So it was cool. Better Call Saul. They finished.
I hadn't seen
the whole thing, and excellent. Great ass series. I'm trying to decide how I want to put it on the list of my great sick drama series type thing.
It's up there.
Better Call Saul ain't no bullshit,
man.
It's kind of because, and then it makes you want to go back and watch Breaking Bad and remembering those things and how, man, they did some good shit on that, man. Mm-hmm. Some decent shit on that. Movies. Super Pets. I enjoyed that little joint.
I thought it was. I thought it sucked.
Yeah, it was cute.
Yeah, it was cool.
Okay.
I might
watch it.
And just one of the ones that I just recently finished, and it was at the end of last year. Glass Onion. I enjoyed Glass Onion.
I did. Yeah. Good God.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Good God.
Don't start on Janelle.
There's a whole lot of close ups of Janelle Monáe.
Janelle killed it.
Good God.
She played two characters and she killed it. Yeah.
Well, that ruins it for people.
Oh, well, it'll be all right.
That pretty much ruined it.
Yeah, it'll be all right.
You're the one always complaining about spoilers.
There ain't no spoiler, though.
That's definitely a spoiler.
They put that shit in there early in the movie. What are you talking about?
But before that you watch, it ruined. Anyway.
Ain't nobody know what
to anyway. Do I need to watch the other movie to watch that one?
You don't.
Why not? Okay. Why not, though? Why not, though?
They're two separately different
ones. They're separate, but the same character.
The other one's good, too?
Watch the other one. Because you need to know where the investigator, the whole, my man, Bond.
You probably tell us if Benoit. We keep talking about it long enough.
Benoit.
You need to find out. Yeah.
You probably tell us if
I ain't worried about you. You ain't coming at me with no spoilers. You know that shit don't work on me. All right, so Battle of the Super Sons.
Huh?
That was a cartoon. You need to check it out. It's a movie. Batman and Superman kids. Everybody, Justice League is in it as well. I keep telling them. They do DC animated movies, Audubon. You need to check them out. Amsterdam. Amsterdam wasn't that bad.
I don't know what that is.
A movie. It's a bunch of everybody right? famous in it.
Oh, HBO, yeah.
Yeah. Good little movie. I'm not mad at it.
It's a lot of movies.
Jedi Stories also on Disney Plus. It's like six. Y'all haven't seen it? It's like six episodes. Yeah, check that out. Check that out.
Is that the one where it almost like anime?
Yeah, it's like I've seen. It's like
you talking about Visions.
Okay.
No, it's like
two different things.
The digital artwork. It look almost like Bad Batch.
Okay.
Yeah. But they tell stories of some of the Jedi, like background stories. Six episodes, real good. And I would tell you who they talk about, but I don't want to spoil it. Yeah.
Welcome to my world.
That sounds something. Exactly like me.
It does. Exactly like him. Yeah.
Exactly. Am I turning into Terrence Howard? What's going on?
Nah. I think we need to leave the impressions to me.
Terrence is more like this. No, yours.
Besides Terrence Howard, you got Terrence Howard.
Yours love.
Did you go to Anderson .Paak?
I'm a mix between Anderson .Paak and Terrence Howard.
Anderson
Moore
with a high pitched thing. No, yours is Yes, love.
I feel like Severance needs to be on this list. I haven't finished it yet.
Who?
But it's pretty damn good. Severance. I'm in the middle of watching it now.
Let me tell y'all.
Oh, Reservation Dogs. I hadn't finished that, but that seemed like it might need to be on the list.
I made about six episodes into that, and I was like,
it got hip hop in it, so I was with it. Yeah.
Let me tell y'all something I watched recently so that y'all don't have to. I'm not talking about Black Adam. Said enough about it. Moonfall.
With Halle Berry.
No.
That's one with Halle Berry.
That's with Halle Berry? Yeah.
I thought it was supposed to be good.
Not so much?
No. At all. Like, I only finished it because I started it, and I was like, I ain't got nowhere else to go right now.
Was it better than Black Adam?
No.
Ooh. Damn.
Black Adam is better than Moonfall.
Ooh.
Damn. That's some serious shit right there.
Fat Man did that, so y'all don't have to.
And we all know how much I love Halle Berry. You know how hard this hurting me right now to say?
Wow. One other thing that I was glad I was able to see, the Martin reunion. I thought they did that real good. Yeah.
Yeah. It's now on HBO for all you listeners, if you hadn't seen it.
And shout out, as much as I cuss on our HBO Max for all the content they removed.
Fucking up.
They got a lot of Black content on there, man.
You know, I was just about
a lot of those sitcoms and everything. They just loaded them
up. Yeah. They always have. I was just about to say, I feel like we didn't have enough Black shows in our retrospective here. I think Abbott Elementary was the only one.
That's all really need, because they nail it so well as Black Panther. Black Panther 2.
Yeah,
so
we said Black Panther.
We cover our bases here. Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Something else I started watching, this is not on the best of list. This is something I started watching the other day.
We said Black Adam. He's black. Ain't he? Okay, go ahead. Ain't he?
We've already covered The Rock.
Partially.
And we already covered The Rock racer background.
A smidgen?
Canoes is all I'm saying.
No, we know.
I started watching the show I never heard of on HBO the other day. It's pretty funny. Y'all ever heard of The Life and Times of Tim?
Nope, but I need to get on it.
Yeah, apparently it's an animated HBO show from like 2006. Never heard of it. The animation is horrible, but it's funny as hell. It's like early South Park bad animation, but it's funny.
I can't remember the name of it. It's also on HBO, and I didn't make it through 20 minutes of it. And not for the reasons in the description of the show, but it's a show about like a super rich, super smart, gay Black dude.
What?
And I can't remember because like The Life and Time, something like that is the name of it. I can't
never
remember
heard of it.
That shit is fucking horrible. Tom or something like that. Something in there.
Hey, this is called The Life and Times of Tim.
Yeah, I think you just made it up some stuff.
No, it's something with Tom. It's something like Life and Times of Tim, but it's a Tom. I got Black Tom stuck in my head, but that ain't it.
Shout out to Tom Hanks about to drop a new movie. Okay. Anything else?
Tom Hanks is always about to drop a new
movie.
Shout out to Tom
climbing over your pants.
One of the greatest. Yeah.
We did tell that story on the show, right?
Yeah, we didn't say his name, but it's okay. It's okay. It's all right. If he hears it, he'll laugh and probably want to call in and tell the story himself. It's that much more
if you don't climb over my
pants. It's one of the greatest shits ever. Yeah. But yeah, man, Fingers. Awesome year, 2022, and we're going to make 2023 just that much better. You should too. Really think that should be your focus. What?
Tom Swift is the name of the show I was thinking of.
Shout out to Huckleberry Finn. So, no matter what you do, man, make
Shout out to Nigga Jim. Oh.
Okay, it works too. Hey. So make 2023 your bitch, thinkers. Do what you got to do. Have a ball. Enjoy life. And listen. Keep listening to us. Tell everybody. Because you want other people to be on us. We've been doing this for a minute. And I've thought about walking away just because it's a shake things up and then come right back. But I ain't going to do it. But sometimes you got to drop your black album. What else we got?
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know. So holler at us. Read, write, and think. Shout out to my thinkers.
What is happening? Did you just run out of steam and hit a wall?
He just didn't have no more to give.
Yeah. I was falling down.
Doug coach.
Please. But I'm going to go back in. Don't you call timeout. Those melanges.
Good night, Justine.
Shalom.
The Blessing Gone Audio, presented by TheBlessing.com. The Blessing is a subsidiary of the parent company Global Might Incorporated.